a tree and it fell on our dog and killed it. When my wife got home, I told her that the dog got hit by a car.
There's got to be a funnier lie out there. But good luck, and tell your wife at least anyway.
Got music for you while you tell her that.
Who let your dog out?
Goodbye.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
This is the son of a beat.
Hello, everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live. 4 hours every weekday. From the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and
a little better than we sucked ass last time.
Yeah, they're going up.
The ratings, that's why I was enthusiastically applauding.
Yeah, they're going up. I mean, that's nothing to brag about.
No, we're still a good ways away from really treating you with the respect.
Listen, we're getting beat by Joan Rivers, okay?
Oh.
I don't know if that's a fact or not, but I would imagine with the share that we have, we're probably getting beaten by Joan Rivers.
Oh, so you don't know if it's 100%.
No, I don't know. I just imagine that.
Dung. That was like getting kicked in the nuts.
But anyway, yeah, the numbers were up in New York, but what I wanted to tell the good people of New York is, you know, imagine how they would be embracing the show if they could hear it in its entirety every day.
Oh, yeah.
That once again yesterday, two large chunks of the show were dissected. I will leave that to you, the good people of Manhattan, to figure out what was discussed, but once again yesterday, you know, they gave us the old Marie Antoinette. They chopped our heads off.
Yeah.
Just took big chunks out of the show. So, listen, hello, everybody. It'll be a big one today. We have another free trip to Iceland to give away. We will be getting to your telephone calls in a moment. We've got the birthday nudes coming in. Now, I don't know if it's going to be a midget or not.
I know that technically it is not your birthday today, but I will tell you, since we are kind of celebrating it today and we've all given you gifts today, I will say happy 42nd birthday.
Thank you.
Even though it's really Monday.
Monday, and
we're not going to be here.
We won't be here Monday because I got to do the Redskins game. So
everybody, please, can we all please?
Yes, please.
Happy birthday to you.
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Donnie.
You guys.
I know you don't like to make a big deal about it. And
I was not saying that I should be like Jesus, although in many ways I am like Jesus.
Yes.
I was saying that I was hoping you would sing it like the Full Metal Jacket. You know, when he
I'm sorry.
When he sings Happy Birthday to Jesus.
I'll give you just a short version.
Okay,
of
thank you.
Happy birthday to you.
That's what I was looking
Happy
for.
Happy birthday to you. Today is Christmas. There will be a magic show at 0800.
You know, that I'll applaud.
There you go.
That I will applaud. And I would like to thank you guys, all of the enablers out there.
Yeah, we were terrible enablers, but you asked for it and you got it.
Mm-hmm. Listen.
Oh, do you have your card that I
I'm going to open it in a second. First of all, I just got to tell you, Rob gave me a gigantic bottle of vodka, of my favorite vodka, Grey Goose.
Mm-hmm.
And also gave me two wonderful big jars of exotic olives.
Those looked yummy.
Nice.
And I don't even like olives, but those looked pretty fancy.
But Mike topped it. Mike gave me a case of vodka.
Oh, my God.
A case of vodka.
And I'd only overheard you guys talking about that Grey Goose stuff.
That's
and,
the best stuff, man.
You know, I didn't have to call anybody or anything. And, you know, it was, they had it. And they had like three bottles left, and then I said, you know, I just don't want to get bottles loose in a bag.
A case of vodka.
So a case was at least like a real gift, you know?
Right.
It's like it's either get one bottle or you get a case. You don't get like three loose bottles.
Much appreciated.
So we are enablers.
And Buzz got me some very nice Nike pajamas, and I thank you for that, Buzz.
Good. Enjoy.
Everybody did great. I purposely did not open Mike's card because I always...
Do you have music? Do you have music with this card?
I guess it needs some romantic music.
Yeah, it needs some very... Because this, I think... I've gotten you a lot of cards over the years, but this might be the most romantic I've ever gotten. And it's a new style of card.
Mike and I always read each other's cards on the air.
Normally they're roses and flowers and stuff. And this is just verse. This is all we have is verse. This
unscripted. Simply waiting now for Bobo to find the music. Anyway, you got something? You got this one? Okay.
Okay. Very nice.
We open this up. God damn, it's got a lot of words in here.
It does.
In the world more delicious than yours. I'm not talking about a fragrance you buy in a bottle, although I wish I could bottle yours. I'm talking about the scent of your bare skin on that place where your hairline meets the back of your neck. Oh, what it does to me. It goes to my head and to my heart. It travels through me, down to my bones and gets in my blood. And it happened the minute we met. On a subconscious level, something about you excited me and comforted me at the same time and made my body and brain go, yes, yes, yes. And I instantly knew we were meant to be together.
Oh, yeah.
I guess that's what they mean by chemistry. When we're together, it's pretty powerful stuff. And when we're apart, catch a trace of you on a pillow or on something you've worn. I can't resist inhaling deep breaths of you because whether you're with me or not, your effect is profound and forever. And it's signed with love. Me.
See the curly Q on the M?
Yeah, I did.
There you go. I told you it was the most special one I ever got.
Okay, you're right.
The scent of you.
That's a new one.
Happy birthday.
That's a new one. Well, thank you, guys.
Happy birthday.
Thank you all very much.
All righty then.
And my wife also thanks you because we had a discussion at the house today. She was going to, Bart had a half day of school today, and they were leaving, and as they were leaving, I said, hey, you do me a favor when you get back from taking him to school, stop by the liquor store. I said, because, you know, it's Friday.
Uh-huh.
I said, it's martini night.
Right.
And they started busting my balls, you know, about martinis and stuff, and I only drink martinis on the weekend, and technically Friday night is the weekend.
That's right.
So I called her then after I came to the office and opened your wonderful gifts, and I said, honey, listen, don't worry about it.
Sure.
No need to buy that booze. I said, Rob gave me a giant bottle, and Mike gave me a case of vodka. And then she said also, well, make sure you tell your enablers, thank you very much.
That's us. Yes, you are very welcome. And I really said that unless you have a real severe problem with it, you probably could last at least through the first of the year with that.
I would hope so.
If you don't last through the first of the year, it's time maybe to get some sort of help.
I believe what you said, even with a serious problem,
yes,
that amount of hooch would last until Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, Thanksgiving, yeah. What you said.
Thanksgiving, you're fine. Yeah, absolutely.
I'll let you know when I run out.
If you run out by Thanksgiving, and I'm going to take that back. I think you still have a problem.
Well, listen, guys, thank you. And Charles Broyhill, incidentally, as always, every year, still waiting for your present.
Has Charles ever gotten any of us a gift?
Never. He does at Christmas.
Christmas, yeah.
I think
that's right, at Christmas.
I think we finally shamed him into something at Christmas. But, I mean, I don't even get a grunt and a click from him, you know, an acknowledgement of the fact that my birthday's around the corner.
That's not very
good. I come in and he's, you know, just eating his food.
Huh?
Just eating his food, rolling it around in the bowl, grabbing some out in his hand. So anyway, thank you guys, and now on with the show.
Say hi to my a guy that's helping me work out, and I said I'd say hi to him at the beginning of the show. I want to say hi to a guy that's doing some training with me and helping me try to lose some weight, Brian Teets. I want to say he's my he's the new guy that's helping me out here. So I just wanted to say hi to Brian Teets.
That's really his name, right?
Yeah, let me see if I got it right. I've got his card.
Oh, I know you do, because you showed me his card yesterday.
How's his scent?
Oh, delightful.
Hey, well,
the working in
the scent
quarter
of Teets.
Yeah, of course.
You can't miss
the scent of
Teets. I love the scent of Teets in the morning.
In the morning's the best time. I don't know where the card is. I think I got it right.
Well, you showed it to me yesterday, and that's certainly how we all pronounced it when you showed us the business card yesterday.
Yeah, I think it's T-I-E-T-Z.
Mm-hmm. Teets.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Brian Teets.
And he's a good guy, and I just wanted to say hi to him.
How did it go today? How did it go?
I hate his guts already.
Okay, all right, good.
Good,
no,
fine.
No, he's fine.
He's fine. It's fine. It's just not my cup of tea, boys. You know that, though. I don't have to tell you that.
Good for you. Good for you. Work out with the Teets.
What's tough is we do it in a health club, and we do it with you know, these people that are all around, people that have, I guess they don't work. Because, you know, no. I'm there at 10 o'clock in the morning because, you know, I've got a schedule where we're on the air at 3 and I'm able to do that. But there are people in there that I guess all either have the same schedule or they seem to have made a second career out of being weightlifters.
Right.
And so they're all in there doing
that. That'll motivate you, though.
There was a lady on a machine last night that I saw on a machine. You know, one of those step machines?
Yeah.
But this is kind of like a running step machine. And she was going, her legs were going, I couldn't make my hands go that fast if I was just waving them in the air like this. She was going, and she was doing this with her legs. And she got done, and there was like a little patch of sweat on one shoulder, and she got done, and she was like, and then she just kind of walked by. And she, I swear to God, she wasn't looking at me. She didn't even know I existed. But when she walked by me, I swear to God, she did a little.
It's in your head.
Yeah.
It's in your head.
Well, right now, you know, I'm at this. I hate everybody in there.
I
hate everybody, but I'm going to
be good motivation for you. Fred and I go to the gym together, mm-hmm. and we go, and all we do when we work out together at the gym, pretty much we spend all of our time just goofing on people who, incidentally, are in like 500% better shape,
right,
than we are. But we'll see a woman go over. For instance, Fred and I will be on like these recumbent bikes. We're just riding and riding and riding and riding, and a girl will step up in front of us to lift weights.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I'll just feel a tap on my arm, and I look at her, and there's just a knowing glance, like, oh, look at her. Jesus.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Look at her. Even though she's tight.
Perfect. Yeah.
And she's got big muscular arms. Mm-hmm. You know, we're goofing on her.
Do you shower at your gym?
Never.
I do because of the schedule. Why am I a fag? I have no choice.
Fag.
It's too far away to drive back home and shower.
Okay.
But today I'm gonna buy. I'll tell you what I'm buying because I don't own a pair. I'm gonna buy some of those shower shoes. because I was sitting there today, and there's this strip that runs down in between.
Shower shoes are faggy too.
You'll understand what I.
Why'd you buy a shower cap while you're at?
You'll understand why I'm doing.
One of those old time 1920s bathing suits to wear, you know, with the white beater shirts.
You know, take a big deeper breath of air. There, I'm ready for my shower. I look down under, and there it's this row of showers on either side, and then you can see the curtains, and I saw this guy's feet. And you know your toe that you were talking about?
I got that bad. It's still a bad toe.
Well, no, nothing compared to this. And I was ready to barf because I'm in this community shower and I'm looking at this green toe. And he had shower shoes on. And I said, man, you know, here's a guy that's got that toe happening. I might as well get a pair of those. But those shower shoes just get totally scummed up and cruddy and
stuff. Slightly queer looking.
I mean, I'm
not surprised that you wear. I bet you wear shower shoes even at home, right, Buzz?
When I used to belong to a health club, I did wear them there, and I found them to be pretty handy.
Yeah, but how do you keep them from, what do you, just towel them off after you're done?
You just shake the water off of them, and they dried fine. There was never a mildew problem.
Yeah, but you got to put them in your bag, though, don't you?
Well, I had a locker.
I don't have a locker. The lockers aren't like you can use them all the time. You use them when you come in, and then somebody else uses them.
Are you committing to this program with this guy now?
You bet I am.
Oh, so you're paying for it.
Oh, yes.
So that means you're going to stick with it.
Oh, I have no choice.
Excellent.
I paid up front.
Oh, good for you.
Which just can't suck enough.
Well, no, good.
Because you're really like...
That's
you know
motivation
me.
For
you. It's the only motivation for me.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good.
Yeah, but the shower shoes, I'm not sure. You know what I mean? They are faggy looking, but I'm wondering if... I just don't want to, like, pick up any kind of athlete's foot.
But just be prepared for the fact that what will happen to you will probably... What happened to me will probably happen to you. Mm. I work out all the time. I'm still fat.
Oh, he said
I'm still fat.
In a roundabout way, when he took, first of all, he takes the calipers.
The calipers, yes.
And we walk in, and I swear to God, we walk, Mr. Teets and I, we walk into the back room where they have all these trainers. There are trainers all over the place at this place. And there's this lady who I guess is getting the same thing done. This woman, but in my humble opinion, this is a woman who did not need to do any work, and she looked like, you know who she looked like? She looked like Mira Sorvino. And I walk in there, and I recognize those little calipers that they're going to squeeze, and I'm like, please God, Jesus, please, while this beautiful woman is back in here, please do not, like, pinch my flab in front of her. And thank God, Mr. Teets moved us over into the next room, and that's where he did the pinch.
Right.
And, you know, then I was told that I have... 83% body fat.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding. I'm joking.
Okay, all right.
It's a joke.
Who knows?
Now, believe it or not, he said my lean muscle mass is okay. It's not as big, not as bad as some people.
Okay.
Thank you.
Not as bad as like who?
Not bad as
John Candy.
Hey, who's that comedian we were talking about the other day, Ron? John Panette. Not as bad.
Who's that? Who's John Panette?
He's the ultimate fat comedian. He's like, he's got a little voice like that. John Panette. You know, probably has like no penis.
You know? Yeah. Right, because it's covered by a roll.
So he said I have 28% body fat.
Well, I certainly have heard worse.
Yeah, my goal is to get within 6 months down to 20%, and then if I'm really committed, to get down to 15%. Now, some people have like 6%.
There are some people have 3%.
3%.
I mean, and personally, I'd like to shoot those people who have 3% body fat.
But we are the way we are. We're shaped as we are, mostly because of genetics. Now, you exercise to get healthy and stay healthy.
Yeah, he told me we're going to burn the fat off, he said, but as far as lifting the weights and where the fat leaves first, he said that's your body type, right?
You're lucky in one way. You weigh more than me, but all of my weight...
I weigh an S-load more than you.
All of my weight is right here. Mm-hmm. It's in my stomach. Mm-hmm. I don't wear it distributed throughout my body.
A lot of people don't realize that I weigh as much as I do. I've never told you this, but I weigh 400 pounds.
Oh, come on.
No.
Knock it off.
But my goal, my ultimate goal, he said, to get down is a high weight. Said my goal is to get down to about 228. That's the goal, which surprised me. I said, what about the charts where they say he said the charts are not. It's all about body fat percentage.
Right, well, good.
That's what about. So
we're behind you.
We'll see.
Stick with it.
Go get them. I'll let you know.
Stick with it.
I'll talk about this maybe in about another year.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, it's good you're talking about it today though, because the fact that you're talking about it today someone out there listening will remember, and someone will call in if you don't talk about it in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing, Mike?
And ask you how it's going.
How you doing on your program, huh?
You know the people who listen to this show.
Right. But you once you've made some progress, you'll feel really good about it, and that'll be your motivation then to keep going.
Well, it's something where, it's something I need to do. Someone told me that there was this outside chance that if I didn't do this,
I'd die. Imagine.
Oh, I'll
get a second opinion about that.
Yeah, that's true. I didn't feel like getting a second opinion. I was too lazy. I had to go eat. So I went ahead and got the trainer. Go ahead.
Congratulations.
Well, congratulate me in 6 months if there's any progress to be made. That's when I'll accept congratulations. Right now, all I wanted really to do was just say hi to Brian Teeks. That's what I wanted to say.
Listen, I got a copy of the that magazine from Greenville, South Carolina, in which we were interviewed. Remember when we had that awful Twatina on the show, and she was interviewing us for Greenville Magazine?
Oh, God.
Okay, well, as it turns out,
cheesy magazine.
We had a guy call us and attempt to read us the article on the air, and he didn't do injustice.
No.
What was written in this article about us in Greenville Magazine, the September 2000 issue. And, of course, the article is, Shock Jocks on the Air in Greenville.
Woo!
Shock Jocks. And the stuff that she wrote about us, actually within the context of the entire story, is not that bad.
Well, in that case, that's terrific on her part, because we were at swords points with her.
And she did write our ratings. You know, and I noticed that she didn't write the ratings for any other shows.
Ah.
She just wrote the ratings for our shows. Let me just share a little bit of this with you.
Okay.
This is like, much like, you know, Washingtonian Magazine, Baltimore Magazine, New York Magazine, even you know, a bass-ackwards town like Greenville, even they have their own magazine.
Okay.
So the article says, my first week at Greenville Magazine, the editor assigned my first article. I would be writing about so-called radio shock jocks, controversial DJs. I figured I would talk to some of the local DJs, have some laughs, and hear about the complaints the jocks receive from the local conservative population. I also assumed it would be easy. I was wrong. I was raised in West Palm Beach, Florida, where I was accustomed to a fast-paced, rather liberal lifestyle. I came to this assignment believing I was going to find out just how conservative things around Greenville are. I was wrong again. I selected 4 shows broadcast in the upstate. 3 morning shows, Zach Tyler's Rude Awakening, The Hawk and Tom, and The John Boy and Billy Big Show. I also chose one afternoon show, The Dynamite Show. Most mornings I refused to wake up before 10, so I couldn't claim to be familiar with the local programming. So then she writes about the stupid shows.
Right.
Okay. And she writes like a paragraph and a half on each of these other stupid shows. And when it comes to us, it says, and on your next ride home from work, try tuning to The Peak, 98.1, and listen to Don and Mike. The D.C.-based duo is notorious for their body function humor, grueling sex tests, and called-in sexperts. That's it.
That's it?
Let me see. I wondered, could such humor thrive and prosper here in the upstate, in the heart of the Bible Belt? You believe it. Look at these ratings. This past winter, Don and Mike earned a 6.5 share in the ratings for adults 18 and over. This means of all adults listening to radio during this time period, 6.5% were listening to Don and Mike. If we look at the show's most popular demographics, men age 25-49, that figure jumps to an 11.1 share. Not bad, considering that there are 4 hours of talk-only radio competing with 10 major stations in the market. According to Dave Alpert, station manager at The Peak, praise for the show couldn't be higher.
Good.
Alpert, who has aired Don and Mike for 4 years, receives few complaints about the sexual material discussed on the show. In fact, he says the most complaints we ever had were when we left Don and Mike early to air the Atlanta Braves games.
Uh-huh.
When Don and Mike switched networks months ago, they gave the stations that carried the show the option to renew the contracts with the new network. Alpert must have realized their popularity then, as upstate listeners flooded the stations with calls, letters, and emails. Then they have a...
Well, it's incredibly popular, complimentary.
Positive, yeah. Then she prints a couple of emails that people sent the station saying how much they liked the show.
We had such a battle with her when she was on our show.
Okay, now, here we go.
Okay.
The part about the other disc jockeys is what makes me laugh,
right,
in this article. Now I realize the extent of the popularity of jocks in this area. I set out to discover what makes these shock jock, so shocking.
Oh, God.
Isn't this like every effing article that's ever been written about us?
Same old, and it was her first.
Most importantly.
I'm sorry it was her first one, but Jesus.
I want to know why they are so popular here in the upstate, the heart of conservatism.
She has to get the upstate in there a few times.
So I went straight to the jocks for the answers. Jack Tyler, and it's only Zach with two Ks. Zach Tyler has been doing his Rude Awakening show on the planet for a year and a half.
Oh, there you go.
I was invited to interview Tyler on the air, and naturally, I was nervous. However, talking with Tyler and co-host Kimberly was much easier than I anticipated. Of course, I should have realized this ease was undoubtedly due to their appeal. Undoubtedly, their listeners feel as I did, like they've stepped into a conversation with friends. Asked why he appeals to listeners, Tyler replied quickly, "I'm entertaining and I have the balls to attack things that aren't politically correct."
There you go, Zach.
Let me see.
Zach.
Interviewing 93.7's Hawk and Tom, I discovered that they are much more concerned about the audience reaction to them. Hawk and Tom have worked together for 4 years. They pull back because their goal is not to offend their audience. Steele spent 7 years on air in Tampa and acknowledges it can be difficult working in a conservative area like Greenville because you have to draw lines differently.
Yeah, of course. He's probably already thinking about drawing the lines for tomorrow's show.
And here's what I love about disc jockeys who can't get any ratings. According to Steele, this is because, quote, "It's easier to be funny and dirty than it is to be funny and clean."
Right, man. There you go. Right, no need to work blue.
Let me see. Self-described rednecks, John Boy and Billy, although they can't pinpoint the source of their popularity, they think, "We're different. We're being ourselves. The people who listen to us are like us." John Boy and Billy are not out to shock their audience.
Ooh.
But much like Tyler, seem to be average, funny guys who like people for that reason alone.
Sounds like they're working their way to us.
Right, so all these other disc jockeys, you know, she's saying,
they're actually really nice guys.
Really nice guys.
I had a great experience with them.
Don't let them people. I had one other interview, and although I was warned to be cautious about talking with these sarcastic DJs with rapier-like off-color humor, I conducted it live on the Don and Mike show. Don and Mike were defensive, and as I soon found out, had no intentions of answering any of my questions.
I like that. Yeah.
It was the interview where I learned the most for this article.
There you go.
I turned out to get the royal treatment from Don and Mike in much the same way they might treat a bizarre caller. In their unique style, they went after everything, from my age to my inexperience to my choice of college. I was angry for many reasons, but mostly because I didn't get my interview. I was angry until I realized I had been doing the very same thing for the past 3 years regarding Greenville's legendary conservatism. I came into this area and into this article believing I had set smack down in the middle of the conservative Bible Belt. Perhaps like Don and Mike, my preconceptions were incorrect.
Oh, okay.
So this is, you know, what this bitch is essentially writing is that, you know, we were right and she was wrong.
Good. Well, it's not bad. I give her credit for going back and writing a relatively balanced article.
Yeah, right. And then
that's you don't get that. I would have thought she would have had the hatchet out for us and us alone, and she didn't do that. And she gets her. What's her name? Because we should give her the, you know.
Her name is Cunny.
Marissa.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Poston.
All right.
And then the very last thing, again, she writes something, you know, something good, but something factual about our show.
Mm-hmm.
"Before I began this piece, I believed men would predominate the audience for these shows. I, however, was wrong again."
Mm-hmm.
"According to Albert at the Peak, more men might be listening to the Don and Mike show, but its highest ratings growth is for women aged 18 to 49.
Yep, you never see that. You do not see that.
Albert believes this audience has been listening for a while, but is just now admitting to its dirty little secret.
Smart man.
So, you know,
Maybe it's because she's new. Maybe when she gets more experience, she'll really she'll get much more jaded and really distort the facts and stuff us up.
You'd be a rich person if you had a dollar for every time this bitch wrote the word conservatism.
Mm-hmm.
Or you'd be rich if you had a dollar for every time she wrote she was wrong. So it wasn't as bad as we had been led to believe.
Not bad at all. Excellent. Very good. I'm happy about that. Mm-hmm. And I really expected that would be a true hatchet piece.
Right. Hello there. Don and Mike show. Let's take a couple of calls and the girls are here. Hello.
Yo.
Yo, yo, yo.
It's Mr. 40.
Hey, Mr. 40.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, man. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you, 40. Who let the dogs out?
I don't know, man.
What are you doing, dog?
Unfortunately, I'm not privy to listen to the show until an hour from now because I'm actually doing some work. That's why I sound so lucid.
Oh, you do. You do sound more lucid than you ever have.
There you go. Breaking the African-American stereotype again.
Way to go, Mr. 40.
Oh, Mr. 40.
Yeah.
Thank you for the kind words.
Hey, no problem, no problem. I got a 40 for you, too.
Hey, nice. All right.
Just drink it during a game or something.
All right, hey, Mr. 40, call us next week. I got a thought about something for you on the show.
Okay.
I got a good thought about something you can do for us.
Okay, like Monday, Tuesday?
Yeah. Call us at the beginning of next week.
Okay.
All right, dog.
Have a good weekend, okay, man. Enjoy your birthday.
Thank you. Hey, I feel you.
I feel you guys, too.
So long, dog.
Hey,
take care, 40.
All right. Bye.
There he is, Mr. 4-0, just checking in. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Dangerous Don and Maniac Mike, Radio Gods. How you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Great. Happy birthday. Have a great weekend with that, will you?
Thank you.
Hey, how's your studio coming along? I know that when you guys were on vacation, you came back. The only thing that happened, you only had two little holes drilled in. Has anything else come up besides that?
No, they've done nothing.
Why don't you guys have yourself a little remodeling party next week. Mike, bring in your deep fryer, cook the food, and everybody bring in some tools. And let's just all start putting things up.
Yeah, like it'll be like a, some school project where all the parents...
Yeah, like a Tom Vila show. Only thing is, probably cut a few things off that we shouldn't be cutting up, but that might light a fire into those guys.
No, actually, and again, a thought ahead here. Mm-hmm. If the studios are not done by next Friday...
Yeah.
You remember those two guys, the furniture guys, who we had on the show that one time?
Oh, yeah, they were a lot of fun.
I'm going to bring them back in.
And have them remodel it?
And have them do the studio one day. Just let them work while we're on the air.
That's
have them put up the cart racks. Have them fix the pieces of walls that are falling out.
Maybe have them add on. You know, maybe put a new ceiling in.
Yeah. Furniture guys.
Some new track lighting.
And if they can't for any reason, you can contact Habitat for Humanity. They can come in and build it.
Get Jimmy Carter to come in here.
Remember those guys? Their names? What were they?
Joe Lilario and Ed Feldman.
Right, the furniture guys.
They were funny, too. And they're funny and they can really do the work.
And listen, engineers, that's not a threat. That's a promise. We've already contacted the furniture guys, and as it turns out, their radio show just got canceled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they did like a show on public radio or some crap like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they're anxious to get back on the radio, and they would love the opportunity to come spend a day with us to actually do the work in the studio that needs to be done.
That is a terrific idea.
Hello, Don and Mike show. And maybe if they come in to do the work, we'll do something we didn't do last time. Let's explore their sexuality.
The girls are here and Timmy is ready.
Oh, okay. Then let's do a break. All right. Let's do a break. I've selected Timmy Obibene as the recipient of today's birthday nude.
Timmy is very happy that you've chosen him, and I know that the ladies will put on a special show for him.
I don't think we've ever had Timmy receive a nude before. We were trying to think about this.
I don't think so.
I mean, I know
it's an oversight on all our parts.
He's been involved in the show a hell of a lot. I don't think he's ever gotten a nude, and I don't know if we're going to have a midget nude or not.
I don't think so.
Oh, no?
No, I haven't seen any out in the hallway.
Well, of course, you wouldn't see the midget.
Yeah, that's
true. Walk by the window.
You're probably right about that.
Well, I don't know. We'll see what happens. There are the toe tapping. Touch tones. Just clear these lines out right now. Take a call 100, please, Lisa. Phone number 877-365-3636. Call 100 right now. Good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I guess I'm old-fashioned, but I don't like to talk on the Senate floor about the kind of stuff that has been funded, the taxpayers' money used for it. Like the woman who smeared herself with chocolate.
Lisa.
And urinated on the stage and invited people to come up and, how to put it delicately, I guess there's no way to conduct a gynecological
psychological examination.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Today's show is going to be jam-packed. Giving away a trip to Iceland.
Right.
We're going to have the brains behind Monday Night Football on today.
Yeah, Don Allmyer, the guy that made it all happen with Dennis Miller.
Yeah, this guy doesn't do a lot of radio interviews. Frankly, I don't know if he's going to be boring or what. All I know is he's the guy who hired Dennis Miller, so he's worth a moment of our time.
Absolutely.
Also today, live from the Olympics, where it's going to be roughly 6 o'clock in the morning tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning.
We'll be talking to Rudy Marnsky.
So we're going to be calling the future.
With Rudy Marnsky.
We will really be using the time machine again.
We will. Time machine.
Rudy will be one day older.
Time machine.
Time machine, Rudy.
And we got a brand new Jeopardy today. So today we are just jammed. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
Am I calling 100?
Yeah, right. You are. What's your name?
Great. My name is Dave.
Dave, where are you calling from?
Spokane.
You got a cold?
Yes.
You really sound like you. Have you taken any kind of decongestant?
Oh, sorry. I just kind of excited.
Dave, you've won the National Enquirer Uncovered prize pack. National Enquirer Uncovered. Tune in weekday 12:30 on Fox. They don't just cover Hollywood, they uncover it. And keep in mind, the next Friday, we'll be giving away a trip for two to Los Angeles, courtesy of National Enquirer's Uncovered. Thank you, my friend, for listening in Spokane.
Thank you very much.
On KFAN Radio. Hold on. Just a second.
Hey.
Chuck, are the girls about ready?
Yes, they are.
All right. We got a midget today?
No midget.
No midget today.
Oh, that's a shame.
The girls of 2exposed.com. That's www.2xposed.com. Jenna and Shiloh are coming in.
Here comes Timmy Obibene, the Nigerian
here
nightmare.
Hi, Timmy.
Hi, Timmy. Hi, Mike.
Now, listen, in all the...
Good birthday.
And thank you very much. In all the years that we have worked together, and you've been a part of the show. Timmy works in the business office. Have you ever received a nude before?
Never.
Never?
Never?
That's an oversight.
Believe. I cannot believe it. That is amazing.
I've always lived by vicariously for you guys.
That is an oversight. Well, here comes
Jenna
and Shiloh. Hi,
and
girl.
Shiloh.
Oh, with some wonderful birthday balloons. Thank you, girls.
Look at that.
Thank you. Oh, and a hat.
Oh, you have to wear the hat.
Not a chance I'm wearing this hat.
You have to wear that. Come on.
Not a chance.
Wear the hat.
First of all, I don't even think that the... Oh,
look at that. You have a birthday medal. You're getting an Olympic medallion.
There you go. How's that?
Just for a second.
How's that?
I love it.
I like that.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic.
It's a nice touch.
I think that is fantastic.
I wanted to explain the midget.
Okay.
We held a midget casting call, and we're looking through headshots right now. We really wanted some midgets who kind of looked like us. You know, that we're really like Jennifer.
So you're looking for female midgets?
Well, we'd even do drag midgets.
Drag midgets,
right.
Okay.
So, mini Shiloh and mini Jenna. But there's still a chance, if you're interested, you know, just go to the website, call us.
Okay, so you're
486 pose.
Looking for midgets at www.2expose.com.
And then, of course, the act will, you know, go to a different level. It'll be incredible. Not that it needs to go to another level.
Hey, maybe some bisexual midgets too.
Bisexual
midgets. All right, girls.
All right, they just keep trying and trying.
Now, these girls today are very hot, as they always are.
Oh,
beautiful,
yes.
Wearing very nice bathing suits.
So you're participating today, right?
Not a chance, honey.
No.
Not a chance. Why not?
Well, Frida had a stripper.
Yes, I know she did, but not a chance. Timmy Obibene will be receiving my birthday nude today.
That does that. Don, we got you a couple of birthday gifts.
Let's go to the gifts first. Oh, okay. Nice. Oh, some nice gifts.
Now,
wonderful.
Inside, I like the birthday bag.
If Tim does something wrong and, you know, he's not doing it really well, you can just shoot him with the dick.
The plastic penis.
It's a squirt gun.
Yeah.
And it's a very large penis.
It's the shape of a penis. But I'm going to shoot your window.
Right. Oh, dear.
That is gross.
Oh, my God.
That's gross.
That's why we knew you'd love it.
Boy, that is hours of fun with that toy.
That is gross. Oh, and then I have a whoopee cushion.
Hey, good guy. That's one of the greatest things ever invented.
How is that?
Hey, girl, what the?
That's mine.
Okay. There's some kind of vibrator in there.
Oh, dear. All right.
I thought he might have liked it, but...
No. That also has a pistol grip on it.
It does indeed. There it is.
And then I have some wonderful old geezer cream.
You didn't read what it says, though.
What does it say? Okay. You may think growing old sucks, but with this stuff, you'll feel like $1 million.
What does it cure, though?
What does it cure? Cures... Wrinkles, age lines, hair loss, and flab.
Thank you. That's wonderful. Thank you, girls. With your big dildo there.
And then an old geezer hearing aid. You know what these girls did? They went like the Spencer Gift.
Yes, they did. Bless their hearts, Don.
They bought all of the junk that you buy someone who's old.
They're the exotic dancers that go the extra mile.
They do.
Now, I'm noticing that Janice appears to be putting a blindfold on Timmy Obibene here.
Oh, my God.
Oh, look at the...
Oh, no, wait. What else is this?
All right, girls. Come on. Okay.
It's a walking stick that has like a pill bottle on it and a magnifying glass.
Isn't that wonderful?
Okay, that's funny.
The over the hill crossing.
That's funny. Right.
There we
Anybody
go.
Anybody over 30 is over the hill.
That's so all right, girls. That's funny.
Put on your show, girls.
All right, now Timmy is.
Before I shoot you with the penis. With the penis squirt gun.
Oh, man.
This is the grossest.
That is gross.
That is gross. Okay, now Timmy, can you see anything, incidentally?
No, I cannot see anything.
Well, this is actually for you, and we wanted to kind of touch into your sensual side.
Oh, okay.
And sort of reenact a 9.5-week scene.
Oh.
So we brought some things for him to taste.
Oh, my.
And we're going to kind of warm him up before, you know, we do our hot dildo triple X.
All right, girls. Mm-hmm. That's good. Got some things for Timmy to taste.
I'm going to back you up right there.
All right, very good.
Okay.
I'll give Jen and Shiloh credit. When they come in to do a show.
I mean, they
do a show.
It's kind of like when Penn and Teller go on Letterman. They're always prepared with a new act.
They do a show.
Absolutely.
For the listeners.
It's for the listeners because you guys care.
Tyler, you can do the honors. Let's start with this one.
All right.
Slow.
Okay. All right. Now what are we going to have Timmy do? He has to...
What's going on
guess
here?
Guess what it is.
Okay, you have to guess what it is.
Okay.
Timmy's going to eat something or drink something and you smell something. He has to guess what it is.
Let him... Take your tongue out and lick it.
All right, now Timmy is going to try to guess what it is. Is that what you want him to do? Guess what it is?
Guess what? Well, don't let him eat it. Well, guess it then.
What right. is it?
Timmy, you have to guess.
Okay, well, then forget it.
You have to try to guess, Timmy. What is
about
it?
This.
All right. Open your now she's got something else.
Look, so scared.
Something on her finger. She's going to put it on your tongue now.
I'll be scared.
Yeah, we'd let you know if they were giving you something awful. All right.
Creamy.
What does that taste like, Timmy?
Well, that tastes like ice cream.
Okay. It was pudding.
That was pudding.
Oh, it was pudding.
Okay.
And the first thing, Timmy, try to guess what the first thing is. They're going to give you the first thing again. What do you think that is? What does it taste like?
You don't know what that is? Timmy?
Tastes like,
Christ, man, it's a marshmallow.
It's a marshmallow, Timmy.
Yeah. It's a marshmallow, Timmy.
They don't have those in Nigeria or what?
Okay, now they've got something good for him to eat.
Okay.
Here you go, Timmy.
Right, suck it.
Suck it, Timmy.
Oh, God. I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Funny. Guess what
it is? That also tastes like
it's a gigantic cucumber.
With whipped cream on it.
Oh, no.
With whipped cream all over the
head. They took a cucumber and they sprayed whipped cream all over the head of it.
I gotta give them a round of applause for the preparation.
I hope there are no cameras here.
Oh, there are cameras here, Timmy. All right, now we have another item for you, Timmy.
All right. Lick it.
Lick it.
All right.
I liked it when I act like a bitch. Lick it.
It doesn't taste like anything.
Oh.
A Timmy.
Timmy, come on.
It doesn't.
You don't know what that was? You were just licking?
All right, now suck it.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God.
What do you think it is, Timmy?
That's a banana?
A banana! Yay! Very good!
You finally got one right.
Jesus.
Okay, we thought this was going to turn you on, but it's our first time. So okay. Let's do one more thing. This one
and
reminds
then we'll start the show.
All right.
This
all right.
Item reminds me.
All right, now now we're trying another food
what,
stuff.
Legs. What does this remind you of?
What's between Jenna's legs.
This reminds you of what's between Jenna's legs.
Soft and fuzzy.
Oh.
Sweet.
Okay.
Soft and sweet and juicy.
Naughty Shiloh.
And now Timmy's licking this item now.
What do you think it is, Timmy?
Well, I take a bite?
Yeah.
You're the worst of this game, Timmy.
Just like Jenna.
Peach.
Yes, that's right. Yes. Timmy, only took it after, 6 minutes of having it in your mouth. All right.
He liked to see the cucumber that he tasted earlier.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
now the blindfold's coming off.
Take his blindfold off and show him the cucumber that he was sucking on.
What? Right.
There you go, Timmy. That's
what this is.
Now, what are you doing now, girls? Oh, they're going to put the harness on.
Oh, the harness is coming on.
I had to find a dildo that was exactly like you, Don, but we had to guess.
Oh. That's highly flattering.
Charlie, can you
talk
music?
Oh, we need music.
Oh, I got the music right here, girls. Here you go. Now, we got some music now. And Timmy, we need you to help us describe.
All right.
What's going on? And Robbie, can you help with the microphones? Put Jenna and Shiloh on 4 and put Timmy right on number 3 there.
Jenna and Shiloh.
What's happening, Timmy?
Shiloh is like, you know, rubbing all over Jenna.
Yeah.
And
loving it.
Yes, Jenna seems to be loving it.
Will you take your clothes off?
And she's kind of...
You just ignored her. She just asked you to take her clothes off.
Oh, you're talking to me?
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Okay. Whoa, is it cold in here?
I believe Timmy's having a giant cranial cramp today.
Oh, really?
And when he can't identify a banana.
Timmy is taking off Jenna's bathing suit now.
That's right. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, she's naked. Oh,
now he's come alive.
Yeah, she is naked.
Now all circuits are not busy.
Now what's happening, Timmy?
Oh, yeah? All right, well, wow. All I can say is, this reminds me of Austin Powers.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of vagina.
Yeah, I like that scene, too.
Austin Powers, you know?
All right, now, both Jenna and Shiloh are absolutely naked.
It appears they've been tanning.
You have a Britney Spears impression?
No, we're doing it.
Oh, you're doing? Oh, I got you. Oh, from the MTV.
Oh, fantastic.
Right.
Oh, yes.
How are you enjoying the show so far, Timmy?
Wow.
Oh, thanks, Don.
I've
got to get on the floor. Have you ever done this before?
No.
Get on the floor, Timmy.
On the floor. Oh, bye, Vinay.
Get on the floor.
We don't really like the beginners, but we'll do it anyway.
All right,
now.
Sorry, I've never done this before.
They actually prefer Buzz because he's a veteran.
Oh,
they're putting
Buzz just buzzes his way through.
Buzz is taking pictures today, though.
Buzz is our photographer.
We do anything we want.
They're putting a strap on right now.
That's right.
It's a big strap on gummy thing.
And Timmy is just sitting there with his hands folded, very polite. So just doing what he's told, which is wonderful.
First time.
Now, Jenna, why don't you show him?
Oh. You want to mic that, please, Rob?
Sure.
You want to mic what Jenna's doing right now? Obviously, she's kissing.
Yes.
She's kissing.
She's kissing.
Kissing.
I'm kissing the dildo.
Oh, dear.
You know, I don't know if that's going to make the air.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to make the cut.
You better come up with it. You better say Ildo Day.
Yeah, I know you guys would like
We're not supposed to say that?
Yeah, you have to be a little.
Yeah, just say Ildo Day.
Oh.
Ildo Day. A little pig Latin, that's what it is.
Sorry.
Okay.
Ooh.
Now, what are you doing to it now?
I'm massaging it.
Oh, God. Jesus. Timmy, what do you think of this?
Well,
you enjoying yourself, Timmy?
I see the woman's perspective.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now what's happening, Timmy?
Oh.
Well, now.
See if you can describe this to me and keep us on the air.
Shiloh's
putting the dildo.
Hey, Timmy. Here's the deal, everybody. We kind of have to, like, talk in veiled terms here. You remember?
I said dildo. Oh.
The Ildo Day.
Ildo Day.
Ildo Day.
Oh, it is Ildo Day today.
Oh, my.
I can't get it in.
Oh, my
dear.
Don, you've heard that before.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. I think we should call that the genus, because it's like, or the gummus, because it's like a gummy penis.
Penis gay.
Like, oh, okay.
Penis gay.
There you go.
Right. Oh, now Timmy. Oh.
Timmy was like trying to crane his neck around to get a better view.
Timmy, what's happening now?
Oh, it's like butter.
Have we ever seen this? I don't think this show has ever been done.
This is a new show.
I think it's going into the no-no place, in the bad place.
Oh, is that in the no-no place?
I think so.
It's in the
good place, Timmy.
Yeah, Timmy.
Yes, please.
Timmy, look closer.
Look
closer, Timmy, and see which place it's in.
All right, is it okay now, Timmy?
It's in the right place.
Oh, God.
Ooh. Oh, Daddy.
These girls put on one hell of a show, don't they?
Oh, ow. Oh,
oh dear.
This is
the show. We got to give Don a good view. Not really
We've not seen this before. Oh, I can see fine from over here, girls.
Wait, we got to do something with this pudding.
Now they're pudding.
They're putting some pudding.
A little pudding.
Uh-huh. Putting some pudding on.
No, Don won't be able to take it off.
Oh, no, I can't, honey. You know that. I can't do that. We should microphone this, though, please. Buzz.
There you go.
Okay. All right.
It's pudding time.
J-E-L-L-L.
And you know, people appreciate Sam's music when you do this. I've heard that from people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, turn the music off so we can hear what you girls are doing.
Absolutely.
Oh. Our nipples hard.
Don,
you know, this is really naughty even for you to watch. I don't know if Frida really should approve of this.
Yeah, I have to keep mentioning her name.
I'd like Frida to come on the show with us, but I know we wanted to do a three-girl show.
Oh, with Frida?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it's time for Tim to shoot our gun.
Oh, okay. All right, Timmy's taking out the little pink toy.
Timmy, hold that up to the microphone so we can hear that baby.
Okay. It's in the shape of a gun, and it vibrates, and it's really big.
Okay, now.
I'm going to stick my leg up on the cat.
Oh, my.
Oh, girl. Now I'm spready.
Oh. We are. We're pushing some envelopes today, don't you think?
I don't know how much of this show is being broadcast today.
We better be good.
What are you doing? Hey,
Timmy seems to be enjoying his work.
We need microphone number 4 down there, close to...
How's that new gun feel? Oh, my God. This is the first for the gun.
How you doing with the gun there, Timmy?
Ooh. I am doing very well, Don.
Does this mean the name?
Yeah. The gun is in a good place.
Just don't shoot prematurely.
Timmy is working that gun like Brett Maverick, like John Wayne.
Timmy, you're doing a fine job.
The Rifleman.
The Rifleman.
That Chuck Connors. The Rifleman. That's who Timmy is. The Rifleman.
And a lot of flexibility being displayed here.
Now, Timmy, I can't even hear.
Can you hear my number one fan?
I can't hear because it's
you can't. That microphone is extended fully.
I imagine the reason I can't hear it is because it's there gone into a hiding place.
Right.
There it is. There, now the microphone's down there, the other microphone.
Can you hear it now?
Is that it?
That's it.
That's it.
Yes.
It's in the cave?
Yes.
That's inside.
Malcolm, are you a cigar smoker?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yes, Timmy does like cigars.
Yes, he does.
Oh, that's good.
Because you're going to smoke my Lemonsky.
Oh, my. Now, what are they doing to Timmy now?
Dear, I don't know. There's, who knows?
Stand your back for me.
What, sit back?
Yeah, just stay on your back. Go on your back.
On your back, Timmy. Get on your back.
Okay. Timmy is being very cooperative.
He is.
Okay. Extremely so.
Oh, now she's taking another one of these Ildo days. And is she putting that into Timmy's mouth?
Any batteries.
Well, what?
So, it doesn't have any batteries like Jenna's did. So
okay.
I need vibration really bad. So can you hum for me?
All right, she wants Timmy to hum. The Ildo day is now in Timmy's mouth, man.
Oh, my.
That sounds really nice.
Jesus J. Jesus J. Ice cray.
Ozzy way.
You taught him something with that little gun, didn't you? You think he can do two things at once?
All right, now Timmy.
So Timmy has...
I mean, that's Timmy humming that we hear, right?
Timmy has the Ildo day in his Alf May, and he's humming.
All right. Is that you humming, Timmy?
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm going to put my cigar...
All right, now, so while Timmy has the one thing in his mouth...
Except, you really have to open your eyes.
Timmy, how you doing?
I think he's scared.
Timmy, are you opening your eyes?
Oh, yeah.
Timmy, how you doing?
I'm doing all right, Don.
He's got it in his...
I'm trying to see if Timmy's opening his eyes.
He's got it in his mouth, right? Timmy. How you doing, Tim?
I'm doing fine, right?
Tim, do you want to sing anything, like the national anthem?
Oh, I can't.
Why don't you sing Who Let the Dogs Out?
Let me hear you sing... Who let the dogs out?
He's getting way too excited. Have you ever done two girls at the same time?
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Timmy probably has.
Wow.
Oh, yes.
Now, Timmy had it in
Timmy
his mouth.
Timmy still has the Ildo Day in his mouth, May.
He does.
And,
oh, my.
And Isla Shea is a riding ray today.
Oh, she's riding it.
Yes. Very good. Oh,
That's wonderful.
Hey. Bravo.
That's one hell of a show.
Wow. That was
a hell of a show, ladies.
Thank you, guys.
Fantastic.
We just want to do one whipped cream trick real quick.
All right,
One whipped cream trick. We love a good whipped cream trick.
All right, fantastic.
I want Shiloh to lick it off.
All right.
She's putting whipped cream on all of the strategic areas.
Goddamn diet. Oh.
Putting Ready Whip on all of her strategic areas right now.
The diet's working okay.
And.
Oh.
Now they're having a little whipped cream party.
Mm.
Right now. Mm. You know, she's getting every last bit of that whipped cream.
She is indeed.
I gave her sticky.
All right.
Uh-oh. Oh, I'm so sticky.
Bravo!
Tyler, get out of here.
Another fantastic performance.
Get out of here.
Thank you, guys.
Great job, you guys.
Get out
Boy,
of here,
you went,
girls.
You went overtime.
John, are you horny?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, yes.
Astroglide with that.
Oh, man.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you. Jenna and Shiloh, thank you.
A fantastic
Bye,
performance, as usual, ladies.
You know, I don't know. You know, I don't think we did the performance justice because I don't think we could adequately describe.
We've become a little tongue-tied.
Everything that was happening.
We really have a little difficulty describing because it's
in the room today.
It's a little bit overwhelming. It really is.
I don't know if stuff got deleted out, but even if stuff didn't get deleted out, oh, thank you, some cupcakes. Thank you, girls.
Shiloh, you want to give one more plug?
Even if things didn't get deleted out, I don't think we were really able to describe all of the bestiality that was happening in this room today.
Absolutely.
Okay, yes. You can check us out online, Shiloh and Jenna and the other girls. Everybody's hot at posed.com, and the number is 301-486-POST. And I have an announcement to make. I'm retiring next month.
You're retiring?
You're kidding me.
No.
Why are you retiring?
I'm enjoying the real world.
Really?
You mean the TV show or the real world? You're really retiring?
Jenna, be great on the real world.
Retiring.
Are you retiring?
You want to get me one more time, you know?
Oh, she's retiring. Listen to that. Listen to that crowd reaction.
Yeah.
But you know what? I could probably still get her to come on the show with me.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah, maybe that'll be the one exception. She comes out of retirement to come on this.
And don't forget, they're looking for midgets to join their act. They're looking for Mini Jenna and Mini Shiloh. And Timmy Obibaday, I want to say something to you, my friend. You were like retarded today on the show.
Yeah, you're a bright guy, and you just locked up.
You know,
today.
They put a marshmallow in your mouth. You didn't know what it was.
Right.
They put a banana. They unpeeled the banana.
Right.
And put it in your mouth. You didn't know what it was.
Were you a little freaked out with the ladies today?
Well, this is my first time.
Now, Timmy, you have a wild, wild, exotic life.
You do.
But have you ever done anything like that act where you were on the floor with that thing in your mouth?
Never. This was phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
I like to say happy birthday to you, Don. Hey, Mike, when's your birthday?
Timmy, I swear to God, it's not until next June, but you are going to be the man. You are going to be the man for my birthday, too.
This is great, and I really appreciate, you know, you picking me to come enjoy this treat today.
Thank you.
All right,
Timmy, thank you. Go back to work now.
Get out of here.
Bye-bye.
There he goes.
Timmy Obibaday, the Nigerian nightmare.
Oh. It's a peach.
You know,
it's a banana. It's a marshmallow.
Where else would you rather be?
There it is. Some of the stuff that was happening, I mean, I don't think we could describe that and stay on air. Like,
no, I don't think so, no.
The new stuff we saw today with the...
The stuff where Timmy was just the eyewitness.
Yeah, right. The strap-on stuff with Jenna on Shiloh.
Very difficult to describe.
Or was it Shiloh on Jenna?
I think it was Jenna. It was Shiloh on Jenna.
Shiloh on
Jenna.
Those girls put on one hell of a show.
Amen. Absolutely.
I'll tell you that.
Unbelievable.
One hell of a show. Mm-hmm. They'll have pictures of this up on their website at www.2x. Exposed.
Com.
A great job as usual. Yeah. They're the best.
When they come on the show, they always come up with something new for us.
Absolutely.
And thank you very much again for the penis squirt gun.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I won't squirt. You know, I just realized.
I don't know whether that's water in there.
I just realized how gross this is.
It truly is.
Penis squirt gun goes off.
Let me see.
Right? It's like this. I should give it to you because it's like the scene in the movies that you like so much. Like, hey, the money shot. There you go.
Okay.
Take a look at it. Right.
As soon as you touch it, it's like kind of oogie.
You squeeze right around the sack area.
Yeah, and unfortunately, there's been a little surgery there. You know, if you look down like where the trigger is.
Yeah. Oh.
That's not normal.
No, you're right.
It's not normal at all.
Right. But there's your money shot, Mike.
Yeah, well, you know, you seem to be enjoying making that shot a lot. You know, for a guy that hates it, you've been playing with it for the better part of the hour.
Okay. You're right. You're right. Rob, why don't you put that away for me, please?
Later.
Keep it close by.
Put that away for me. I'll enjoy that later when I enjoy the case of vodka Mike got me. While I'm wearing this stupid birthday hat and wearing this medal the girls gave me.
And thank you for putting on the birthday hat. I know you didn't want to. Nobody likes to put those stupid hats on.
Jesus, one of those little cone hats with the elastic around the bottom that you put underneath your chin.
They go the extra mile, don't they?
Sure do. Thank you. Thank you, girls. Okay, let's do a break. Compose ourselves.
Yes, we will.
When we come back, blah, 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 blah. And I think we'll take your phone calls when we come back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Have today's events begun to turn around the public's perception? Here's Dennis Murphy.
Okay, can you see?
They only made maybe one or two punches. Is that true? Do you hear the same thing, Buzz?
That's right. I didn't hear anything deleted. It was awesome.
Excellent. Beautiful.
Well, have a happy birthday.
All right, thank you.
All right, see you.
I think that guy's just a member of the Beach Towel Club. Mm-hmm.
He is definitely the Beach Towel Club. We always get a call or two that are along the lines of, the most awesome bit of radio I have ever heard in my life.
Guy from the JO Club.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Here is our birthday boy, Don.
Oh, this must be Mike the TV boy.
Speak to Bob Barker.
Hi, Bob.
Yes.
Hi.
Don.
Yes.
Here is our birthday boy, Don.
Well, thank you, Bud. So nice of Bob Barker to call the show today.
That's right.
Yes.
He was speaking directly to you again.
He was.
Yes.
guys.
Well, Bob, what can I do for you besides the wonderful good tidings?
All right. Don.
Yes.
Pick a number.
Oh, he loves this. Okay.
Yes.
Five.
Is it three?
No, I picked five.
What?
I picked five.
Is it three?
Okay, three.
All right. You are a winner.
Hey, I'm a winner.
Way to go.
Can I ask? Can I ask what I've won?
No.
Oh, I can't. Oh. You don't have any prizes ready?
Yes.
Oh, you do? Well, then what have I won?
$500.
Wow. That makes it a great birthday. I just won $500 from Bob Barker.
Yes.
Yes.
Michael?
Yes, Bob. Yes, Bob.
Pick a number.
22.
Is it three?
Yes, it's three.
No.
Oh, he's screwing with you now.
Sorry, it's 22, Bob.
No.
Well, Bob, I said 22.
What?
I said 22.
All right. Yes.
Yes.
Hey.
Am I a winner?
No.
I'm not. Oh. Oh, that's a drag, Bob.
Are you just effing with him?
Yes.
What did he win?
No.
I didn't win anything?
Oh, you're not giving?
No.
Oh, that sucks, Bob.
Evil Bob.
Don't you have anything for Mike?
No.
Well, Bob, I mean, I usually win at least one time on this game. Why are you doing this to me?
All right.
All right.
Is it Michael?
Yes, Bob.
Pick a number.
Three.
Is it three?
Yes, it's three.
Yes. Are a winner.
Yes, you are a winner, Mike. Yeah.
Fantastic.
What does Mike win?
$500.
Wow.
Thank you, Bob. All right, Bob. I mean, Mike the TV boy. Thank you for the call.
Yes.
Yes.
Don.
Yes.
I had studied karate for years, Chuck Norris.
Well, Bob, I didn't know that about you.
Yes.
Yes.
That's fantastic, Bob.
I had been beaten up in every fight I'd ever had. I'd never won a fight.
Well, I saw you beat up Adam Sandler in Happy Gilmore.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, he did. Right. Fantastic, Bob. Bob, is there anything else?
No.
Okay. Goodbye. Yeah, oh, yes, Bob.
Thank you.
No, thank you, Bob.
Michael?
Yes, Bob?
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Bob.
All right.
All right, bye-bye.
There he goes.
You don't have a goodbye tape, do you?
No.
No, okay. All right, I didn't think so.
There he goes.
Mike the TV boy checking in.
Probably one of the best yet.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how are you?
He's pulled that. We're great. He's pulled that thing on us before and pick a number.
Right.
Is it three?
Is it three?
Three. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, how are you? Holy jeez, I tell you what, since you guys told me to listen to this show, that's the best thing I ever heard.
Is this that same guy from Rochester?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same guy.
No, I'm not from Rochester. Where did you get Rochester from?
I don't know, from New Jersey. From Jersey.
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen, whatever it is, we're glad you're enjoying the show, but you're calling too much.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Well, I didn't know that. I mean, I didn't know there was a limit there.
Yeah.
Right, only for certain people.
Okay? Only for special guys.
Oh, that makes me a special guy, then.
Special guys like you, right? I still maintain my original diagnosis of this guy when he called and said he didn't understand the show.
Right. Right.
That you should listen to a show where the host either has doctor before their name or in the morning after their name.
Amen.
Not after the show you put on today. I'm sorry. You can't get rid of me after that. That was fantastic. You're going to make the bird fly again.
All right. Goodbye. And listen, a
nice compliment from him, though.
About doctors. Did you read Tom Shales today?
The review of Dr. Laura?
Listen,
it's pretty funny. Nobody does it better than he does it.
The way that Tom Shales used to get on Cunny Lee Gifford, he is now zeroed in on Dr. Laura.
Good.
You know, she has a TV show that's awful. That's going to be off the air in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And just let me read you a small part of this article that made me laugh the most today.
Yeah, he does a great job. When he wants to pan somebody, it's pretty funny.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Shales. And you know what? We should get him on the show next week to talk about his hatred of Dr. Laurel.
Absolutely.
Because Tom Shales, for a long time, he's a famous television critic. He's syndicated throughout the country in newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
And he writes primarily for the Washington Post.
His good reviews are fantastic, too.
Yeah, he normally knows what's good and what's not good.
That's true.
He hates something... He used to write every year for the Kathy Lee Gifford Christmas special, the most blistering, ass-ripping, put down you'd ever heard in your life.
Nobody did it better than Tom Shales. He's a master with the keyboard.
And it became a Christmas special on this show. The Tom Shales would come on our show the day before it was published.
And you'd read through the review, and then he'd punctuate it with some of his personal thoughts, and it was a beautiful, fuzzy Christmas moment.
And frankly, when she retired from the Regis and Cunny Lee show, he wrote a giant article saying he was going to miss her because of all the opportunities that she gave him.
Of course. It's nice to see that he's found another subject.
Well, he writes about how bad Dr. Laura's show sucks and how Dr. Laura hates homos and how no one will advertise on Dr. Laura's show.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not until he gets to Dr. Laura's appearance does the real genius of Tom Shales come shining through.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this paragraph. Now, this is some beautiful, beautiful writing.
And, you know, not only is it a pan, but I'll tell you this, it's accurate, too. It's beautiful description.
Dr. Laura is one of those radio stars to whom the camera is not a friend. Although if Larry King could make the transition, arguably anyone can.
Good point, and that's a nice qualifier for all of us in the business.
Yeah. Whatever surgical or cosmetic wonders were employed to give her a somewhat youthful face failed at about the chin line.
The chin line, that means everything above the chin. Forget it.
Sometimes she tries to hide her saggy, baggy waddles with turtlenecks so high they almost reach her lips, but she still looks, well, creepy.
Creepy.
Her speaking style is strident. She rarely shows compassion, and she's anything but a comforting presence.
It's true, though.
She's the anti-Oprah.
There you go.
The part about her turkey neck.
Oh, the thing, the turtlenecks to her lip.
That is a beautiful thing.
And then, you know, there's a little picture of Dr. Laura in there, but not the most flattering picture, if there is a flattering photo.
Well, they picked out the picture, though, that illustrates everything he wrote about.
I mean, really, she looks like she ought to be standing outside the screen door in Poltergeist.
That guy is a freaking genius. She could be in Chicken Run. She really could. That's a beautiful column, Tom Shales.
Way to go, Tommy.
That's a beautiful thing. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Happy birthday, you son of a bitch.
Thank you, you bastard.
Hey, I was calling in. You guys were talking about the Greenville Magazine woman.
Yes.
And how she had the preconception thing and how you sounded like you took it as it was a good thing. I think what she meant was you guys had the bad preconception of her and you were wrong, just like she had a bad preconception.
No.
How can I be wrong?
You're wrong. I read the article, and from what I read on the air,
we really thought that she would. We know that the article about us is not entirely complimentary, but what we were saying was that we were amazed that she exercised such restraint. We thought it would be a real hatchet job, and we have had many more hatchet jobs than this, and we thought because of that, and because if you heard her on the show, we really almost came to blows with this woman. We thought it was actually, it came out, so we understood what the article
was. She was writing that she was wrong thinking that the Greenville, South Carolina area is big into the Bible Belt.
Right.
And it's not. That was the point of what she was writing about.
All right, well, I heard it that day that y'all were dogging her out and everything, and I was thinking, you know, this is fixing to be planted. I'm from Greenville. And I read the article.
Shocker.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, come on now.
Can you read?
Yes. Graduated in sixth grade.
Congratulations.
Hey, good job.
No, we thought it was okay. I mean, it really was. And, you know, the part that Dom was reading to us, it was fine.
All right, well, I just want to call and tell you, put my two cents in on that and tell you guys your show rocks. And everybody here where I work listens to it. And y'all have a good one. Mike, have a good birthday. Just kidding, Don.
Right, thank you. Hey, here's a quick one. How do you spell douchebag?
Let's see, K.
He spells everything with KKK.
Oh, that's wrong.
There you go.
No, really, I'll really give you a prize, seriously, on the level, if you can spell douchebag.
D-O-U-C-H-E-B-A-G.
What does he win, Don?
Hold on a moment, please. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Today's Don and Mike fun fact. You can actually say kiss the dildo on the air.
Oh, that got out.
That got out.
That's a beautiful thing.
That's
wonderful.
My favorite new catchphrase.
Yet last week... No, it was this week. I know what I had the argument with Jimmy, the idiot about. Yeah, the program director. When we were reading jail mail from Sossel, When we got to the part in the letter where the guy in jail wrote that he had a thunderous orgasm every time
yes.
that Charlie was on the show,
yes.
Jimmy deleted that out.
I see.
Really?
All right, so if that was deleted, you know, it's amazing. I think I understand it, though, believe it or not. I think I understand why one was kept in and one wasn't.
Why?
Because one refers to a specific bodily function.
Now, see, wrong.
Yeah.
You can say on the radio, I had a thunderous orgasm. I'm saying it right now.
Oh, okay.
I had a thunderous orgasm.
I thought he deleted it out, though.
He did, and I yelled at him because I said, you were wrong. And he said to me he was wrong, that what he did was he jumped the trigger.
Oh.
As soon as he heard...
Well, I thought that was the reason did it.
As soon as he heard thunderous orgasm...
I was simply saying that because I thought he had a reason for doing it.
No, he didn't. The reason he had was that... He was jumping the gun.
Felt like a program director there for a second when you looked at me and went,
wrong. Yeah, right. Well, no, he was wrong to delete that out. That he said as soon as he heard that, he hit the dump button because he was sure that worse stuff was going to follow that.
Oh, that was the reason.
Yeah, that was the rationale there.
Well, we're just breaking down barriers at every turn.
Yeah, so, you know, that's the hypocrisy of what's going on, that
right.
he deletes that innocent comment out a couple of days ago. Yet the stuff today, I'm not complaining.
Yes.
But all the stuff today was left in.
You know, it's all subjective, isn't it? Most of it. I mean, it's subject to interpretation.
And I gave him this analogy.
Like the Bible. You can make the Bible say anything you want, mm-hmm. and you can make the Bible justify anything you want, any position. And it's similar to the rules about this show. You can make anything sound like it shouldn't be on the air, and anything sound like it should be on the air.
I heard Charlie Broyhill argue with him about it. The Charlie Broyhill said, wait a minute, you deleted out on the Don and Mike show the words thunderous orgasm, yet... We've been playing every hour for 2 days a promo for Ron and Fez, where Fez is talking about his ass being some guy's love seat.
Right. Right.
Hey,
exactly.
Hey.
You know, and I'm not ratting out Ron and Fez. No. I like Ron and Fez.
Sure.
I'm saying, you know, show me where the balance is there. It's okay for Fez to say that his ass is a love seat.
Right.
But we can't read a letter from a guy in jail who says he's had a thunderous orgasm.
So Jimmy was corrected on that is what your point is.
Yes, he was corrected.
All right, well, that's good.
And obviously... you know, either no one's manning the delay today, or he's decided to see things our way.
Or he's out eating.
Yeah.
Which is probably, you know, I don't think we can ever give him credit.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, hey, Mike.
Hi, Dennis.
I'm calling you from York, Pennsylvania.
Oh, it's the weekend of Dennis in beautiful York, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I'm in a comfort inn in my hotel room.
Really? You there with a young lovely?
A couple of young Bud Light girls tonight.
Dennis, what is your room number for anyone who would like to call you at the Comfort Inn in York, Pennsylvania?
The Comfort Inn, exit 10, right off 83, and my room number is 108.
108 at the Comfort Inn.
108.
And you'll be... Don?
Yeah, Dan.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. And Dennis will be making various appearances throughout the York, Pennsylvania area this weekend.
And also, I'll be at Moose Study Hall tonight.
Well, hold on.
Tomorrow.
Dennis, hold on. Where are you going to be tonight?
Murph's.
Yeah. Murph's.
Murph's Study Hall at 9 o'clock.
What time's the limo pick you up?
Limo's picking me up at 6:30, and we're going to have a prime rib dinner.
Ooh.
He's the king of York, Pennsylvania this week.
Yeah, it's wining and dining, Dennis. So.
And again, Dennis, you're going to be in the Comfort Inn, and you are in room number...
108.
108. Beautiful. Thank you, Dan.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Dennis.
Hey, could that Clinton excrement work out?
You mean the one that I got from Libby's friend?
Yes.
No, not really, frankly.
My dad is a general contractor.
Well, Dennis, we'll talk next week.
Okay.
All right, very good.
Are you sure you want work by Murphy?
You know, it might be interesting. It might be interesting to have Dennis's father.
Maybe not.
You want to talk to him?
Dennis, I think I'll pass.
All right, goodbye, Dennis.
Oh, come on, Mike.
No, I'm sure he does a very good job, Dennis. It's just, you know, come on.
Dennis, we got to go. We got the guy from Monday Night Football coming.
Okay, have a great weekend, and come visit me at the Comfort Inn. 108, thank you.
108. Come visit him.
He loves giving out his room number, doesn't he?
Do you know there are people right now? He ought to realize this. Yeah. There are people right now.
He should change his room.
Having their Friday party that are probably getting in a car to drive up there now.
Dennis, if you're listening, change your room.
Change your hotel.
Don and Mike, change your underwear. Change. Dennis, just change. Hello?
Hey, Don, happy birthday.
Thank you, my friend.
Hey, I was listening to a talk show this morning with Stacy on it, and she said that Colleen is now being dating with Ben Affleck.
You know what? That Colleen is a pisser. She got her picture in the Washington Post today. Mm-hmm. And she's all over town. She's all over.
Got a new job. She's like fronting for some organization.
Yeah, she's all over D.C., but she can't call us or come by like she promised she would.
Maybe Affleck's into scabs.
Scabs. I hate to think the worst of her, but I'm starting to.
Well, I just think it sucks. I read that today, too, and she's talking about how busy she is and how swamped she is.
Right.
You know. Well, why did I... Did you think the same thing when you were reading that we were like at the top of the list of, oh, well, I just can't make it.
Yeah, right. Hello, Don and Mike show. We're going to have somebody else...
agree with you over this article. You agree with this lady?
We're going to have somebody else from Survivor on next week.
Good.
For sure. Somebody much older than Colleen.
Huh.
Yeah.
Somebody I could talk to.
Right. Someone who hates queers. what about the article in Greenville Magazine?
You guys agree with the girl that wrote it?
What do you mean
is
agree?
That what I get from that chest?
There's nothing to agree or disagree. We're saying, I know I got a break. We're saying simply that she wrote some fair facts. She wrote that the show has good...
Well, now the most important fact of all.
She wrote that...
You are the radio gods.
Well, she wrote that the show has good ratings. Mm-hmm. She wrote that she was wrong about quite a few things.
And I think what we've said, and this is, you know, I don't see why we have to say this anymore. We said it a bunch of times. We said that it could have been a lot worse. We were surprised that it wasn't worse. It wasn't great, but it wasn't as bad as it could have been.
Right. Well, we're in Greenville. It just takes us longer to catch on.
I got you. At least she wrote some facts. Thank you.
She left out your nickname in Greenville.
Goodbye.
Bye. We got to go.
Now?
Yes.
Yes. Hang up, please.
Okay. Wait.
Wait for what?
Here. Say bye.
Bye.
Great.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Tell all the illegitimate kids we said hi. Don't you wish you knew who your mommy was? Hello? Mommy's a whore.
Oh, God.
Mommy's a streetwalker.
Mini whore.
Mini whore. All right, time out. Your mom's a midget whore.
Hey, oh, well, then she can call the website.
When we come back, we'll have Donald. Is this guy still on with his kids?
Hang up the phone.
The kids, we said hi.
Hi.
Hang, oh, God.
Who your mommy was?
Read a book.
Daddy's a retard. Daddy's an idiot. When we come back, we'll have Don Ohlmeyer from Monday Night Football on the phone.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
Oh, for God's sakes, take the child off the phone.
Call Child Services now.
Right now, Amy. Warning, Will Robinson.
All right, goodbye. Honey, hang up the phone, because your daddy's not bright. Your daddy's not bright enough to.
Daddy's an idiot. When we come back, we'll have
bye.
Monday Night Football.
Hang up.
There you go.
Jesus.
Finally.
We'll have that call traced immediately. We'll be right back with the guy from Monday Night Football.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Flop the nut straight.
That's it. What the f*** are you talking about that? To take your
mouth,
eh?
Yes. No more. No. Not tonight. This son of a bitch all night. He tick. He trapped me. Well, are you feeling satisfied now, Teddy? Because I can go on busting you up all night.
Yes.
He beats me. Straight up. Pay that man his money.
The best reason not to drive your little Mercedes convertible into the abutment.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, trip to Ireland, still going to give it away.
Iceland.
Yeah. I keep saying that. Thank you, Mike.
Because you deep down inside deeply want to return to that great country.
Right, either Iceland or Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
Iceland or Ireland or Pennsylvania, because Ireland looks just like Pennsylvania.
I remember your immortal words when we were over there.
Iceland, that's where we're giving a trip today from www.icelandair.com. Stay tuned. We'll tell you when to call for that.
That's right. Hey, welcome to Iceland.
Now, joining us is a guy who I've never met, but frankly, the guy's a genius.
Absolutely.
Because this is the guy out of all of the garbage that was out there for Monday Night Football, who thought to put Dennis Miller on.
And everybody that listens to this show knows how we feel about that choice. We are delighted with the choice of Dennis Miller. Nothing has changed our opinion since the show's been on. It's been fantastic.
No, we love Dennis Miller before Monday Night Football. He's great on Monday Night Football. And now please welcome a man who I think we could really call, can we call him a genius?
Sure.
Don Ohlmeyer?
Yes.
Genius?
Boy, oh boy.
Here he is.
My mother obviously got to you.
He's a genius, everybody.
Yeah. Hey, can I sign up for that Iceland trip? Because back in the 70s, I was up at Reykjavik. I spent a week there. I mean, I spent a month there one weekend doing the Bobby Fischer chess championship.
Is it true what they say about the women in Iceland?
Oh, God.
Really?
Unbelievable.
Wow.
I think it's just that it's so cold.
Listen, Mr. Genius, when you were sitting around and you're thinking, I've got to redo Monday Night Football to make it a show that people will talk about on Tuesdays, where did Dennis Miller come from? Because I'm telling you, that is one great pull. Where did that come from?
Well, it's when we first sat down, you know, before we were even thinking about how the whole booth was going to play out, I sat down and we made a list of names of people that, you know, just in, you know, that I would love to have had some way associated with Monday Night Football. And actually, the first name I put down was Dennis Miller. I never thought about him necessarily being in the booth, but I was thinking about people like Dennis or Chris Rock or you know, even Wild Thoughts like Rush. People who might, you know, make an appearance periodically.
Right.
Ironically, Rush showed some interest in being in the booth, and so we did an audition with him, and that kind of leaked out. And evidently, Dennis's manager called and said, you know, if you would be interested, Dennis knows a lot about football, and he'd be interested in being considered. And I was, very skeptical. I, like you, was a big Dennis fan, but I was skeptical about how that could possibly work in the booth. And he came in and did an audition with Al Michaels, and we were blown away with his knowledge of football. And I think, you know, even the people who don't like the idea of Dennis being there, who, you know, hypocritically go through every line he says. I mean, nobody's really criticized any of his football information. He's had a lot of very interesting things to say about football, as well as a lot of very interesting ways of articulating in new ways things that the way people talk about football. I mean, you know, one of the key challenges in doing sports, particularly on television, you know, you're consistently confronted with the obvious, and the ability to present the obvious with a sense of discovery, I think, is what separates great announcers from mediocre announcers. I think, you know, John Madden has that ability. I think Dennis has that ability. And the best example I can think of, how many times have you heard people talk about how fast the Rams are, or how quick the Rams are? And Dennis, in one sentence, says, you know, they don't need a ball, they need a baton and a checkered flag. I mean, that's just another way of saying they're a fast team. But it's an interesting way to say it.
You had mentioned that it leaked out when Rush Limbaugh was auditioning. When that happened, and when the selection process became the huge media event that it became, were you happy about that? Were you disappointed that had happened? I mean, it was obviously great publicity. How did you feel about all the hype that surrounded the selection process?
Well, I think, you know, I think there's actually been too much hype, guys. I mean, part of the problem is we're into week three, and the major focus in the media the next day is, depending upon what the writer, reviewer, radio talk show host thinks, it's still about, you know, Dennis's every line. I mean, we're trying to present a balanced telecast. We're trying to present a telecast that has this, I think, very interesting visually. I think the replays are very good. I think the coverage of the game is very good. We've done a lot of new things with graphics, things that we've done with the players introducing themselves, things that we've done with packages during the telecast.
Not more cameras.
Yeah. Well, no, actually, we have fewer cameras. We're just using.
Oh, really? I'm surprised. It seems
we have
like.
Fewer. We have, but, you know, we replaced some of the cameras with things like the Steadicam. There were a bunch of cameras that were just kind of sitting around doing nothing, just same angles. And we've got a camera in the stand, so you get a better chance, a better feeling for the fans. We're using a jib camera with a little crane on it, so you get that kind of moving feel. And the Steadicam, I think, hasn't been used on football before, and I think it brings an added dimension, particularly when you get a kind of shot where the cameraman's running along with Falk.
The thing that really defines, I think, what you've done, the greatest moment I've seen on Monday Night Football this year, and of course it's about Dennis. I mean, you've had great games, and the production is great as always. But that halftime when Al Michaels turns to him and says, Dennis, what did you think of the Rams in the first half, or whatever game it was, the Rams game, and Dennis says, hey, Skittles. And he looks and he grabs the Skittles. I mean, everybody I was watching the game with,
sure,
we all broke up.
Absolutely.
Well, I think the way you guys look at it is the same way that I look at it, which is you know, what the announcers on any sporting telecast are about, is, particularly Monday Night Football. You know, if you're sitting at home by yourself or with a few friends or with your wife or girlfriend or whoever you're with, and you can invite some people over just to sit there and have a beer with you and make some observations about the game, that's what you would enjoy. And I think, you know, between Al and Dan and Dennis, we have a great mixture of people who know the game, respect the game, admire the game, but they don't think the game is played in St. Patrick's Cathedral. It's,
yeah,
you know, it's a game.
Yeah, absolutely.
It should be fun.
And listen, last thing, the other thing you're genius for, I won't bust your balls about Eric Dickerson, but you're a genius.
You got me blushing over the radio.
You are a genius for bringing Melissa Stark on television.
Oh, yes!
I mean, and what's the thought process there? And for goodness sakes, what were the auditions like?
No. You know, I looked at a lot of tapes of a lot of different people, and I think Melissa is terrific. I think she's a terrific reporter. She's got a great on-camera presence, and I think Melissa Stark is somebody who, you know, she's young. She's like 26, I think. I think in the next decade, you're going to see Melissa Stark, you know, doing something like hosting the Today Show or Good Morning America or something really big. I mean, this is a very, very talented person who has a great presence. And, you know, obviously from your reaction, it's not difficult to look at on
the
screen.
That's for sure, yeah. And she's very easy on the eyes. She doesn't do that thing, though, with, you know, vomiting her food back up, does she? I mean, she's very thin.
She is very thin, right?
No, no. Not overly so, I would say.
I can say she just looks great on camera. I know that.
She got some bony arms. How have you been pleased with the first 2 weeks of the regular season?
Well, we've had two fantastic games, and I mean, you know, basically, we can present a booth and announcers who we hope will make the game enjoyable for the most number of people. We can try and do the best camera work we can do, best replays, best graphics, all that stuff. We're trying to do the most terrific job we can do. You have two games like we had. Those are pretty good games.
Yeah.
Pretty good games.
Pretty excellent games.
I hope we have 15 more.
All right,
that's great. Will there be a time where, do you have a number of games into the season where things will die down a little bit, where you look to maybe just have this group accepted where it's no longer the story? It still is the story. It really is. The new team is still the story. Do you see that dying down in the near future?
Well, I would hope so. I mean, because it really is, it's about the game and it's about the experience for the audience. I think, you know, that we live in a media world where there is the flavor of the month, and I think we've kind of been the flavor of the month for a while. You got the Olympics coming on.
No, don't worry about that.
Boy, it really is kind of amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, nobody cares about the Olympics.
I mean, you guys feel that down here, too?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Nobody gives a rat's ass about the Olympics.
Why do you think that is?
Well, because it's football season.
Yeah, it's fall. I think Don said it yesterday on the show, and I believe that. It's the first time I'd heard that. If they did it in the summer, in the middle of the summer, it would be a totally different event.
I mean, my mindset now is not on guys swimming and guys running. My mindset is
it's September, and we're looking at the Summer Olympics. It doesn't work.
Well, you know, I mean, it's, you know, there's a lot of interest. I mean, I think NBC and Eversource will do a fantastic job presenting it. It seems. I don't don't hear people talking about it. And that, you know, it's troubling. I did 5 or 6 Olympics myself back in the ABC days, and the Olympics are always kind of a special thing for me, but it's kind of surprised me this year.
Yeah, it sucks. Well, it's good news for you guys. Listen, Don, have a great game on Monday night. Thank you for joining us.
Who do you like?
What I like? You don't want to know who I like in that game.
Oh, really?
I'll get killed if I say who I like in that game.
Really?
Are you talking about the game or are you talking about 10 points?
The spread.
I'm talking about both. Probably
all right,
yourself.
Guys, listen, great to talk to you.
Thank you,
for
Don.
Calling. We'll do it again sometime.
Thank you, Don Olmeyer, the genius.
Take care.
Thanks, Don.
Bye-bye.
That's terrific.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Well, he's kind of got Joe Theismann disease. You know, mm-hmm. he got diarrhea of the mouth, but listen.
He knew he had a friendly audience here. You know, it was interesting to hear the thought process.
He's among friends here.
And at the very end there, you just threw me for a loop, you know. Mr. Bleeding Burgundy and Gold. You don't really believe that, do you?
Wait until we do our picks.
Really?
Wow. Wait until we do
I'm,
the
I'm
picks.
I'm really, I mean, I'm not just, it's not the Redskins thing. It's just that I'm very surprised if that's, if that, just on football, I'm surprised that you would go that route.
Yeah, I would bet you a dreidel dollar on the game.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I've already made the pick, so I'll bet you that dreidel dollar.
Okay, you're on. Listen, we'll make our picks when we come back, and we will go from the ridiculous to the sublime. When we talk to Rudy Martsky...
The sublime to the ridiculous.
Yes, I'm sorry, I'm dyslexic. We will talk to Rudy where it is technically... tomorrow morning.
Yes, we're using the time machine.
At 7 a.m., Rudy is... in Australia for the Olympics.
Wow. Very sad that he's representing our country.
And we will find out exactly how happy he is.
Yes.
At 7 a.m. local time.
Yeah, after a long night of training in the 12-ounce girls.
When we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, coming. Oh, it's Michaels. Rudy Martsky, how's the USA today?
Returning your call, Arliss. Which of your clients have I slandered now?
Listen, there's a little rumor flying in the air. I thought I might blow your way.
Blow me.
The venerable voice of a certain L.A. team may jump cross town if he doesn't get a new 3-year deal from WWW. I got more money than God, newteamowner.com.
Arliss, you eat more than the Exxon Valdez.
Here I am trying to do my good friend a solid.
Hey, let me repay you for this little windfall. How would you like your byline in my column next week while I'm on vacation?
You're repaying me by having me do your job for you.
Think about it, Arliss. National media. USA Today. You can write whatever you want about whomever you want.
You'll laugh until your uterus falls out. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, here we go. We're going to get the hookup with Australia.
Yes, and the star of Arliss.
Talking to Rudy Martsky. Rudy's segment this week is brought to you by Bev's Paintball. We got to go there and play paintball again sometime
we
soon.
We do. Tis the season.
Visit their newest location in Sterling, Virginia. Call in 703-709-7387 or online at www.pevs.com. And now joining us... from the future.
Yes, the future. We're actually calling tomorrow.
Time Machine joining us from Australia, where it is tomorrow. Here is Rupert Martsky.
Hey, great, guys. I can see it in the future, just like you said, and I'm looking out the window of this hotel in Sydney, seeing the sun come up. It's 8:10 in the morning here.
Man, and what time is it in Sydney, Rudy?
About 10 after 8.
Oh, 10 after 8. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, that's good.
Have you adjusted to Australia time, or are you still living on United States time?
No, I got here Tuesday night, Australia time, and it takes everybody 2 full days. You wake up at 4 a.m. no matter what time you go to bed. And then after about the third day, it starts kicking in. You can sleep till 7.
So when you're over there, NBC must give you... You bring Mouse with you?
He's coming later, maybe a week from now, and then, if things go as good as they are for me, I think I'll just tell her to stay behind.
NBC must just be giving you, I mean, they must roll out the red carpet, right? I mean, anywhere you go, everything
well,
you do.
No, I mean, when the critical reviews start coming in, then the red carpet gets rolled up.
Well, now, when will the critical reviews happen? Will those happen during the Olympics or after the Olympics?
Well, Don, I think you know me very well. That's why you asked the question. Certainly about the last one I write. I'll start ripping them.
There you go.
Closing ceremonies, I'll rip. I know that.
How are you enjoying Australia? Is this the first time you've been to Australia, Rudy?
Yes, you know, I mean, for most Americans, yes. But they actually depend on the Americans for the bulk of their foreign travel, and they're hoping that these games, you know, will obviously boost you know, tourism here. And I'll tell you what, it is as beautiful as they say. I mean, you see the sights, and I'm sure you're going to stay home tonight, Don, listening to the Omar interview. You know, you're probably just going to see about 3 minutes of these Olympics. But
I'm going to watch none of it, Rudy, none of it.
None of it?
No.
Okay, when you get home tonight, watch the last half hour, the Kathy Freeman, the Australian Aborigine you know, sprinter, track sprinter, he gets to light the torch.
Oh.
And this is probably the best torch lighting ceremony. It's like a Star Wars
okay,
situation.
Listen, yeah. Rudy, as far as I'm concerned, you know, lighting the torch, you know,
yeah.
BFD. Okay, I don't get
you're
into
not
it.
The world's biggest
all
Olympic
the women, all the women will like it.
I don't get into the pomp and circumstance of it. I don't get into the all of the people with the flags there. It's just a... It's just a drag, man. It just means that for 3 weeks, some good TV shows won't be on the air. You know, for 3 weeks, I'm not going to be able to watch Frasier. That's all that means. But you, well, now when you're over there, seriously, like
yeah.
with these guys, like with who's the main guy? Is it Bob Costas the main guy?
Yeah, Costas will be the main host again, and then on the weekends, it's and actually the morning, I think between noon and 10 a.m. and noon on weekdays, Hannah Storm is the host, and she's pregnant again, expecting her third child.
My God, that woman is always pregnant.
Who's the father?
Who's the father? No, Dan Hicks is here. He's her father. I mean, he's her husband.
Bob
yeah.
Costas.
Yeah, right.
When you... Pat O'Brien.
Pat O'Brien's the father?
No, well, he's a father, yes, but I don't think of her kids. He's the host of the CNBC show, and Jim Lampley, your favorite guy, host of the MSNBC.
Well, see, now you won't be able to worry about seeing Lampley if he's MSNBC. You know, he'll be.
Well, O'Brien, let me tell you, O'Brien might even come knocking on his door and take a couple minutes of his time.
So, how are you occupying your evenings in Australia, Rudy?
Last night was the first night. Actually, two nights ago, we had a USA Today party right overlooking the Opera House. Sydney Opera House is a...
Yeah, the famous landmark. We all know what it is. Yeah, right.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. Okay.
Mike, I didn't know.
You know what it is. You just what it is it's, that architectural building with all the... you've seen it on postcards and stuff like that.
Maybe I have.
Yeah, you have.
I'm a dumb guy.
All right, Rudy, why don't you explain what it is?
No, don't.
Yeah, well, look. It took 17 years to build, okay?
Oh, you know what? Hold on. Rob just drew me a picture of it. You're right. I do know what it is.
That's exactly... Rob, fantastic job.
That's very good off the top of your head.
Hey, Rudy, Rob just did a great job of drawing the Sydney Opera House.
I've seen it.
Yeah, okay. Well, then, so we had a party there two nights ago, and then last night went out and experienced the Australian people in all their bars and restaurants watching the live opening ceremonies. And this country cares more about its sports, or at least because it's so small in population, there's only 19 million people. America's had many Olympics that it's hosted, so it's no big deal. Such as the Atlanta Games, and here they haven't had one in 44 years.
Hey, listen,
they're all excited.
Listen, is Arliss on over there?
I think they carry it because I know that they carry Sex and the City.
Have you been spotted by any Australians when they've said, "Look, it's Rudy Martsky from TV's Arliss"?
No, they usually say that'll be $4 for that drink.
Yeah,
oh.
And how much?
I don't get any price off any drinks,
Rudy.
Nothing like that.
How much is a beer? How much is a mixed drink?
I tell you what, beers are $4 Australian, but that comes out to about $2, maybe 20 cents or $2.15 U.S.
So that's a little better.
The Australian dollar is the lowest it's ever been against the American dollar right now. And mixed drinks are a buck or so higher, but that's it.
Are they, when you go to a bar and you get yourself a nice mixed drink, a cocktail, is it a regular size cocktail, or do they short shift you? Do they give you like the half the glass of booze?
They give you every. This is like being an American, Don, with a kind of a twisted British accent. I mean, this is it's what you'd expect in the U.S. The only thing is their Australian beers are better than a lot of the American beers.
I hear they're stronger.
Yeah, I mean, they're kind of like a lot of these European beers that that people like. And but you can order, let's say, a light beer here, and it's not all pasteurized or whatever the Americans do.
Pasteurized.
Yeah, pasteurized. Well, it's close to whatever.
Do you have porno in your room?
I have not really turned on the Australian TV too much. So I'm sure there are some here, Don. But
why don't you look at the menu right now in your hotel room? If you have Spectrovision or something,
Spectrovision.
Yeah, you can tell us.
Yeah, we got something like that here.
Really? What are your choices? Here. What could you watch?
Wait. Let me just drop the phone for a second. Come right.
All right. Now there's a middle-aged man running across the floor in his underwear. That is before noon. He's not a functioning man.
No. We're getting him at his most lucid, though.
Right.
Yeah. It's morning. So that's half hour I'm fading. Okay, let's see. Here's a free movie with room service. And,
but what about, like, what about dirty movies?
Trying to see what they got in here.
Yeah, see what the Spectrovision assortment is.
It is. Somebody's at the door. Let me just get the door.
Okay. Are you getting your breakfast?
Go get the door. And while Rudy walks, here's the sound. As he walks across the room.
Good eye, Mr. Maskey. Here are your eggs, sir.
I will just wait for Rudy to come back.
Freddie Edelstein.
Morning.
Was it Freddie Edelstein?
Hello?
Good morning, it's O'Brien.
Is this Pat O'Brien?
Yes, it is.
What are you doing waking Rudy up at 8 o'clock in the morning?
Rudy, I came back from working out. Rudy's standing out in the hallway with a cup in his hand.
He just saw you?
Take a coin out of here and come on the radio.
Hey, Pat, can you tell us, does Rudy have Spectrovision in his room? Is he allowed to get adult channels?
No, they've cut him off. He has one channel in here, CNN.
One channel. Okay. Hey, put Rudy back on.
Hold on a second.
I got nothing to say to Pat O'Brien.
Pat O'Brien coming back. Rudy out in the hallway in his underwear. Were you out in the hallway in your underwear, Rudy?
It was not my underwear. No, I had my pants on.
Well, you know, I've got to ask, why after working out was Pat O'Brien coming to your hotel room at 8 o'clock in the morning?
Well, no, because he was out in the hallway here, and I saw him earlier when I was getting a cup of coffee.
Well, I thought you
all
said...
All he shows, I'm looking at this thing, all he shows is dialing instructions.
Wait, hold on. I thought you said someone was at your door.
Yeah, that was Pat O'Brien.
Okay, then I ask again, why was Pat O'Brien, after working out, coming to your hotel room and
knocking on your door
at 8 o'clock in the morning?
Well, you know, you get here and you get a little lonely.
Okay, there you go. Thank you.
All right. All right. Hey, Rudy, let's pick some games, okay? We have five games we're picking this week. And here we go.
Okay.
Just tell Pat to make himself comfortable. You'll be off the phone in 1 minute.
Read the morning paper.
All right. The first game we're picking, Buffalo at the Jets. I'll take the Jets. Mike.
I'm going to go with Buffalo.
Rudy.
I go with the Jets. They're at home.
All right. Next game we're picking is Philly at Green Bay. I'll take Green Bay.
The Pack is back.
Rudy?
Well, the Pack isn't really back, but I'll take them anyway.
Tampa Bay at Detroit. I'll take the Tampans.
No way. This is going to suck. I got to go with the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Well, their defense is too good. And the Lions just beating the Redskins, that wasn't much.
Denver at Oakland. I'll take Denver.
I got to go with Denver, too, and I can't think of a Ryan with Bronco.
I'm going with Oakland.
Yeah, and the other game that Broyhill has is Baltimore at Miami. But I think we should pick the Redskins game. The Monday night game is our final game.
Yeah, because I'm actually very curious as to what's going on with that.
Dallas at Washington. The Dallas Cowboys.
I'm amazed. I'm going to go with the Washington Redskins.
I'm going to Redskins. They got to win one here.
And I don't. Not only that, you can take the Cowboys and the points, and you'll be rich.
Mm-hmm.
Redskins are giving 10 points in this game. Yeah. Absolutely. All right, well, listen, Rudy, I know that you have a morning full of Olympic events and fellatio.
Yeah, Pat and I have a lot of things to, do.
Yeah, absolutely. You just let him tie your kangaroo down.
And writing columns and fellatio and all kinds of stuff in fellatio. So have a great time. We'll talk to you next week. We need you to hold on, please.
Hold on. Hold on, Felicia.
Hold on a second. Pat O'Brien.
Wow. Good morning, Rudy. My workout's done. I'll be over right after my workout.
Rudy, I won't be ignored.
Oh, jeez, Pat. Pat, well, oh, God, Pat.
All right, Rudy Marsky brought to you by Pebs Paintball.
Oh, man.
All right, he's not pickled yet. We'll be back. Oh, listen, we're giving away a trip to Iceland on today's show.
Ooh.
All right, still to come and a Friday favorite right after that.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
Gang, looks like the killer gutted the victim, strangled him with his own intestines, and then dumped the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
Come on over. Come on over, baby. Come on over. Come on over, baby.
I wonder if you're Don Geronimo Romero.
Now listen, we are going to be giving away that free trip to Iceland.
Good.
Do it shortly. I'll tell you this, you're going to have to listen to the whole show today to win the trip.
Oh, boy, it's going to be tough.
But it's not going to be done the same way we did it the other day.
Uh-huh.
I got one simple question that you'd only know if you listened to the whole show today.
Hmm. You're not going to reveal it until the moment of truth.
There's the question. I wrote it down. See, and you wouldn't know that unless you listened to the whole show, because that was only said in the first break.
And the answer has to be specific, right?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. 100% specific.
Excellent.
But wait, we'll tell you when to call. We do have a Friday favorite coming up. But first, a quick update from York, Pennsylvania.
Yes, earlier on the show, Dennis had mentioned his hotel room.
He mentioned the hotel he was staying in and his hotel room.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
Hi, you're on
Don,
the air.
Don, Mike, yes. Buzz.
Hi. Hi there.
Hi there.
Hey.
I just visited Dennis Murphy Major effing star, and purchased a T-shirt in his room at the Comfort Inn.
Oh, now listen.
Oh, fantastic.
It's a modest T-shirt for $10. Since he signed it on both the front and the back, I thought it was worth the 10 he was asking.
How sick is this, that this guy went to Dennis's hotel? And now, when you knocked on Dennis's hotel room door, how did he answer?
Well, he was speaking to somebody from California who had found his phone number and called him a listener out there.
Oh,
so he had first to say, hold on to them, and then he came right over to the door, opened it right up.
What a dope.
And I was a bit taken aback.
Was Dennis in any state of undress?
No, he was completely dressed.
Oh, very good.
I was hoping to talk him into going over to Hooters and buying a bit. There's a Hooters right down the street.
I'm surprised he didn't go with you.
Well, he said he was expecting the Vince from the local station, and he wanted to shower first, and I didn't want to talk him out of that.
Right. Yeah. Listen, Dennis, if you're listening, I think the fact that people are calling you and that this guy actually found the hotel and knocked on the door.
Right.
You really, Dennis, if you're hearing me now, you should change rooms at the least.
Run for your life.
But for God's sakes, really, think about changing hotels.
I gave the staff at the desk a heads up so that they could watch out for him anyway.
Oh, that's good. Well, that's nice of you.
Because I was worried the same thing, but it was unbelievable.
But this guy's not telling us that he's sitting on the parking lot smoking a cigarette right outside Dennis's door.
Dennis's head is in a bowling bag.
I'm north on 83 already.
Okay, we're just kidding.
It was too good to pass up. If he'd have called 5 minutes later, I never would have turned around.
Okay.
But
unfortunately, I had a chainsaw in the back of my car.
I thought a beer with Dennis Murphy at Hooters is the closest I'll ever come to a Las Vegas-style show.
Okay. All right, thank you, my friend.
Hey, man, great show. Keep it up.
Thanks. See you later.
Bye-bye.
That's pretty funny.
Wow. Okay. The guy actually showed up at Dennis's hotel room.
His head in the bowling.
No, it's Friday favorite.
Income now on JFK with cash for you and me.
Know that we both have seen the movie Nurse Betty.
Yes.
We love the movie Nurse Betty.
Oh, let me in there. How you doing? What are you calling Dennis Murphy in a hotel room?
Hi, Chris.
Hell, how you doing, dog?
That movie.
I don't understand. Why do people care? Why do people care? Why do they care about Dennis Murphy? How pathetic. How pathetic can people be going all the way up to York, Pennsylvania to see Dennis Murphy? I'm about to throw up. That's the sickest thing I've ever
heard. Good afternoon.
Have a seat, Chris.
How you doing, Doc?
Hey, man.
Oh, man.
Hey, Chris.
What the hell is wrong with people? Everybody going up to see some pathetic T-shirt selling no good, unshowered, unwashed guy, Dennis Murphy, up there in York, Pennsylvania. I don't understand what the problem is. How you doing? Good to see you.
I feel you.
I feel you. Oh, hey, you're doing a brother speak. That's pathetic, too.
How you doing, dog?
I'm doing good, dog. How you doing? You listen to you do that. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen. You are the poorest white boy trying to do that, dog. I feel you. I love it. That's good. Keep trying, Don. You're never going to make it. I tell you right now, try as hard as you want. You're never going to make it. It's out of chance. Out of chance.
You know who taught us that?
Who taught you that?
Have you ever heard of Mr. 40?
I never heard of Mr. 40.
Oh. He's this guy.
Mr. 40? Who's Mr. 40? You talking about 40-ounce Bollinger?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, not too stereotyped. Mr. 40, there's a brother sitting on the corner with a 40 in a paper bag.
Yeah.
That's not too much of a stereotype right
there. Timbo, he's a real guy.
Oh, that is self-respect there, Mr. 40. My God, oh, buddy, I can't believe you.
Well, you know, the last time Mr. 40 was on the show.
Mr. 40, that's fantastic. Mr. 40, who's going to come on the show next? Mr. I Got a Big Cadillac with a Big Oversized Hat. Is that who's coming on the show next? What are you doing? You're killing me right now.
As a matter of fact, when Mr. 40 called, another regular caller, Angry Black Guy called.
Oh, Angry Black Guy.
And he had many of the same concerns that you do.
So that's fantastic. Well, I'm glad that Angry Black Guy was there to balance Mr. 40, and now Chris Rock is coming in here to just balance everything out right now. Hey, can I tell you one thing?
What, Chris?
How the F hot am I? All right?
You're the hottest.
Three, man. Wow. Every award show wants me. I got feature films, my own HBO show, stand-up special on HBO. Do it all sorts of things right now. All the other comedians right now, especially all the other black comedians are going, oh, no, I can't do anything. Chris Rock's in the way. Chris Rock's in the way. I'm hot. I'm so hot, I'll tell you right now. You touch me, you get go right down to a third-degree burn.
Yeah, D.L. Hughley right now.
D.L. Hughley right now.
He's absolutely pissing his pants,
oh,
isn't
he's
he?
A chump. He's, I'll tell you right now, he is a poser.
How come you weren't in the Kings of Comedy? You're a king of comedy.
Kings of Comedy? I said, because I couldn't afford those bad suits. That's right now. I couldn't do that. My suits are a lot better than the ones they wore in the King of Comedy. I'll tell you that right now. Ooh, yes, sir. Oh, man, I tell you, I love coming on this show, though. I love coming up to Dynamite Show. The Dynamite Show is simply the hottest goddamn show in the history of the universe. I don't mind telling everybody that the Dynamite Show is just super hot.
And you are super hot also.
Oh,
in,
thank you very much.
In Nurse Betty.
Thank you.
Saw the movie, loved it, recommended it to my friend Mike. He saw it, he loved it.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, great movie.
Buzz loved it.
Great.
I play a hitman. I'm a hitman in that movie. Just, I'm not giving anything away when I say I'm a hitman, but you know, people don't think Chris Rock as a hitman. And they, you're not going to be a hitman. You're going to be the punk that sits in the back of the car and lethal weapon. You can't be a hitman, but I'm a good hitman. And I'm, you know, props out to Morgan Freeman, too. He did a good job of that. Yeah, it's good working with Morgan Freeman.
What about that Renee Zellweger?
Oh, man. Oh, let me tell you right now, she's fine. She is fine. Absolutely. She's a little nutty in a fruitcake, though. I'll tell you right now, she's crazy, lady.
Crazy.
She's, oh, she's crazy. I don't think she's right. I don't think she's been right since she hooked up with Jim Carrey. She's just not right. I don't think she's doing drugs, but I sure don't think she's normal. And I don't think it was a normal role, so she was perfect for it. You know, she plays kind of a whacked-out lady, and it wasn't much of a stretch, if you know what I'm talking about.
Did he? Did the rubbery-faced comedian show up on your set at all?
Oh, he posted a couple of times. He'd come by. He'd come by a couple of times, you know, say, hello, Renee. We're going to go in the trailer. We're going to have to do the nasty in the trailer. And then she come back all tonsils and stuff, her hair all in 20 different directions. She looked like she even rode hard. Yeah, she looked like she even rode hard. I say, hey, there's the whitest man in America right over there.
Really?
Rock, how you doing? Hey, Buzz
Burbank.
How
are you?
Hi there, Buzz. Oh, yeah, no, but she's a loopy lady. I don't mind telling you. She's not quite right. Sometimes I walk up and talk to Renee Zellweger.
Yeah.
I'd walk right up to her, talk to her face. I'd say right to her, good morning, and she'd be 20 million miles away doing something that I can't understand. I don't know where her brain was at, but I'll tell you right now, she's squirrely. She's just totally loopy, and I didn't have anything to do with her after that.
So when you're on these movies,
yeah,
You know, a lot of people, I think, if they saw you in the movie Nurse Betty.
Yeah, I'm great in the movie. No, I was great in the movie. I was great in Lethal Weapon. I was great in Dogma. I'm great. No, I'm going to be doing a lot of feature films. You're going to be seeing more Chris Rock. There's going to be more Chris Rock than you've ever seen in your whole life. It's going to be me all the time. I am prepared to knock all the other actors out of the box. And I tell you right now, you're going to get sick of me. You're going to be so sick of me. You're going to say, oh, there's Chris Rock. Let's turn off the TV set. He's on again. Oh, no, Mommy, turn the TV off.
Do you think you could turn into the next Sinbad?
Oh, no, man. Not Sinbad. You can't. Come on, Sinbad. I'm not going to turn into that lousy Sinbad. You think I'll be touring and then, like, going down to Jamaica and having all sorts of, you know, soul shows? No, I'm not doing that at all. I'm going to stand on my own 2 feet in its choice of roles. I'm going to be doing some unique things. Like, I was a hitman in one movie. I'll be something special in the next movie, and you'll never get tired of it.
But you're not even funny in the movie Nurse Betty.
That's right. That's the whole idea, you see. There you know where I'm going right now. I'm not just going to be your puppet. I'm not just going to be up there dancing on stage for your laughter and amusement. I'm going to develop myself an acting career that will be taken seriously, and I will be recognized for my incredible thespian activities.
Nice.
What do you think of that, huh?
What are you going to get your teeth fixed?
I'm never going to get my teeth. This is my trademark. I know I have to talk around them. I know they are super large right here in the front, and
you
I know I have to
gigantic
talk
teeth. Gigantic
I got the
teeth.
Biggest teeth in Hollywood. I really do, next to Martha Ray, and she's dead. So I got super large teeth right now, and I'm goddamn proud of my super oversized teeth. I am. What do you think of these? Teeth. There you go. Take a look at them. Yes, sir. You can land an aircraft carrier. They're bigger than an aircraft carrier. You land a whole plane on them. Yay.
Now, listen, let me ask you one about this. What about the fact that you were supposedly offered the Monday Night Football job before Dennis Miller was?
I gotta say true.
True that.
I tell you right now, I was gonna be better. I just didn't want to work with Dan Fouts. I didn't want to lie that lousy, dummy, damn Fouts, all these stupid little comments like, oh, that looks like a real good play, Al. What do you think, Chris? I said, what do I think? I think you're just about the dullest box of rocks I've ever talked to in my whole life. That's why it didn't work out, but they offered it to me. Everything that Dennis Miller's ever been offered has been offered to Chris Rock before it's been offered to Dennis Miller. You got to know that right now.
Let's compare celebrity teeth.
Sure.
Chris Rock versus Regis Philbin, who has bigger teeth.
Well, I'll tell you right now, Regis has bigger teeth, but you can't tell because his head is so large that it makes his teeth look smaller. He's got that big, giant, square, pointed head. He can put a cocktail shaker right on top of his head because it's so big and square. He's got big old teeth, but they're real small inside of that big old head.
What about Sonny Jurgensen? Who has bigger teeth?
Sonny Jurgensen? Sonny Jurgensen's teeth was sold to him by George Washington, and they are super large, but I actually have bigger teeth than Sonny Jurgensen. Absolutely. But mine are not made out of wood. There you go. Sonny's are 100% wood. That's right. Absolute oak cut out of a nice hewn oak tree.
Rob just wrote that. What about Ed McMahon? Who has bigger teeth? You were Ed McMahon.
Ed McMahon has artificial teeth. He has dentures. Everybody in Hollywood knows he's got dentures that after every star search, he puts his teeth in a cup, puts it in a cup, and puts it on the shelf, and then gets up in the morning with his 21-year-old wife and says, hey, where'd my teeth go? Where'd my teeth go? That's what he does.
You know, every day is Christmas in Ed McMahon's house.
What?
Did you know every day is Christmas in Ed McMahon's house?
Yeah, that's right. He has a Christmas tree in his house all the time.
Year-round.
Yeah. What kind of moron is that? But, I mean, what kind of talent does it take for 30 years to go, yeah, Johnny, history. And then Star Trek comes around. That didn't take any talent. For the love of God, Sinbad beat Dennis Miller. What kind of show is that? My God, I can't believe it. I can't believe it
Have
all.
You noticed how orangey Sinbad has become?
Yeah, Sinbad's turning orange. That's
Sinbad's
right.
Not white.
Absolutely.
Sinbad's not black.
He's turning orange.
He's orange.
It's a fact. It's a fact. It's going to be a special show, too. It's going to be the Sinbad Turning Orange Show. Special on Showtime. Not on HBO. It'll be on Showtime. Yes, sirree. And it's like, ladies and gentlemen, now turning completely orange, here's Sinbad. Yes, sirree.
How do you feel about the way your show is promoted on HBO? It seems to be that the pecking order is this.
Oh, you noticed? It's you notice that my show doesn't have the same kind of props as the other ones.
Sopranos.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Chris
Sex in the City.
Right. Maybe Chris Rock ought to go get a gangster car and just go out and just decide to shoot somebody like Tony Soprano. Maybe they'll give me my props on my show, but right now they're not promoting my show like they should be.
You know a show that gets more run than yours?
Arliss. Now, I just want to say, can I go on record and say officially on the Don and Mike show, that show with Robert Wool is the...
Almost said it.
Yes, he is. I know the way you do that. You put the letters in front of the words. You can say, S. That is an S-E show. That is an F and S-E show. There you go. I'll tell you. F that show and F him. F you know, everybody.
They promote the crap out
what
of that show.
F and S. I love talking like that. Using the letters. That's great. You M-Effers? Yes, sirree. I like that, too. That's an S-E show, M-Effer. All right. That's fun. I like that.
As a matter of fact, maybe the pecking order at HBO even goes like this. Sopranos.
Sopranos.
Sex in the City.
Sex in the City is a good show.
Arliss.
Arliss.
Dennis Miller Show.
I don't know.
Reruns of Tracy Ullman.
Yeah.
Reruns of Larry Sanders. And then the Chris Rock Show.
And I think that collectively sucks because they got Chris Rock, and that's a fantastic show. It ought to be number one before Tony Soprano.
Oh, yeah, and you know another show that gets promoted for?
I was almost on The Sopranos.
Really? As
I was
going
to play Christopher.
You mean
his
nephew?
Yeah, I was going to be Christopher. Oh. I was going to be his nephew. Well, yeah, what's the matter? You got a problem with a nephew being black?
Who could that be?
How could that be? That's a problem with society. That's a problem with all whiteys. That's where. How could that be? How could that be? I'll take you down and show you how that can be. You just hang out with me on a weekend and I'll show you sometime. Of course, I was going to be Christopher Soprano. Oh, Tony, I didn't mean to shoot the guy. All right. Okay, we're in trouble now. We're in trouble. Get Big Pussy. Where's Big Pussy? Just ask him if he wants to go downtown with Chris Rock. It's me, Christopher, and Big Pussy. Fantastic. Where's Richie Appeely? Where's Richie? Where's Richie? I hope Janice doesn't shoot him right in the chest. Yes, sirree. I'd be good on The Sopranos. Screw The Sopranos. Watch The Chris Rock Show.
You know, I'll just tell you one more show that gets more run than you do on
HBO. What's that?
The Babar the Elephant Show.
Yeah, that show. Can they run that crappy elephant cartoon crap more often? I swear to God, I get so damn angry.
Don't get mad.
Even every day they got to watch Babar. I got to turn on Babar every day. 2 a.m, I'm home. I want to watch some. I want to watch some teats. Yes, sir. And they turn on Babar. I tell you right now, you take Babar and they can kiss my black ass.
All right, Chris, settle down. You're among friends here.
You just push my hot button with Babar. I don't mind telling you. I don't mind being preempted. I don't mind not getting the cherry time slot. It doesn't bother me not getting the cherry time
slot. Yeah, you're on at midnight,
you know. I don't want to take second fiddle to some cartoon elephant. It sucks. There you go. I said my piece. Don't you agree with me, Buzz?
Hey, it's a children's show, Chris.
It's a children's show.
You shouldn't be that upset, really.
That's a children's show, really. Yeah, okay. I understand where you're coming from. That's fine. I bet you like Babar. I bet you sit there and go to the mall, clean your house, and watch Babar.
No, I like your show.
Yeah, all right. Okay. I want you to watch the Chris Rock Show.
I do it.
Who's your favorite comedian?
Chris Rock.
Who's the talented movie star?
Chris Rock.
Who's the best guy in the whole wide world?
Chris Rock.
What's the bad elephant?
No. Listen. I'll tell you the truth. You know who he likes?
Who's that?
Carrot Top.
No,
he likes to say this.
Chris.
No, see, you made him fall out.
As a matter of fact, you know what he said to me before the show? Let me just tell you what he said before the show.
I just fell on the floor.
He said that Carrot Top is the funniest comedian ever.
You mean you sit around and watch Carrot Top?
No, I don't.
Carrot Top eats it every day. What kind of man watches Carrot Top?
Here's what we did.
Where can you find Carrot Top if you're not going to the local fairground?
You know who else he likes?
What's that?
Gallagher.
Gallagher with the watermelon with
right.
The big sledgehammer. That
he does.
Not really a big...
He's even lying. It's his twin brother. It's all a big scam.
Well, that's true.
I'm going to sit you down, Buzz Burbank. You won't be watching Babar, Carrot Top, or Gallagher anymore.
No, nobody's funnier or smarter than you are.
That's right, Chris. Well, I want to tell you right now, who's the funniest comedian?
Chris Rock.
Who's the funniest movie star?
Chris Rock.
Who's the best guy on TV?
Chris Rock.
There you go. Who's the best video music award host?
Chris Rock.
Who's the best Emmy presenter?
Chris Rock.
There you go. You got it together. All right, way to go. All right, Buzz. There's hope for Buzz.
Chris, we're going to do a break.
Got to pay the piper. Got to put the stupid commercials on.
We do. The phone number is 877.
That's right. Pay the price of admission so you can join the Don and Mike show.
1-877-365-3636. We will take the, I think we need two callers. I don't think we have a champion coming back this week to play Low Budget Jeff RD.
Two callers. Okay, that's 1-2. Use your fingers if you're down in Greenville.
have you seen Lisa, who answers the phones? Who
oh,
will be
she is a great
screening our contestant.
Piece of ass. Yes, sirree. Yeah. Fantastic. She can come on the Chris Rock Show anytime she wants to. Karen Tom.
We will be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
But again, before you admit, you have a real faculty for doing that.
Thank you.
No, I don't think it's anything to really be too proud of myself. I think when I talked about Pat...
Bob, you came here to do an interview. I'm asking you questions.
Well, then let me finish the answer. Yeah. Is that okay,
go
Jeremy?
Ahead.
Is that fair enough?
Please go rest.
No, I haven't. You've interrupted my answers with your questions, and then I've tried to get back. So, got long ago to be as
ball busters allowed.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Well, listen, sometimes before we leave today, we're giving away a trip to Iceland.
Tell him to shut up.
Including airfare, hotel, ground transfers, Iceland Air, coolest airline crossing the Atlantic.
Not the hottest.
This is www.icelandair.com.
That's a pretty lady. That's where Bobby Knight ought to go. You ought to go to Iceland. Maybe calm down a little bit, you know?
Not a Bob Knight fan?
No, you ought to get some strains. You'd be calm. What's he all upset about? You got a long way to go before your father. Oh, hey, I'll tell you right now. You know, just shut your white-capped ass up. Go out and just shut up. You're not got a job anymore. Just go away. Go away. Go to Iceland.
All right,
sit in a bar in Iceland, and then you'll find yourself some 30-year-old Iceland girl.
I want to tell you something. And
yes.
Buzz,
yes?
I'm not going to allow you to speak.
Okay. You please be quiet.
I will. Don't defend yourself.
I know where you're going with this.
I was just in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Buzz came into the men's room.
Yeah, what happened?
We're standing side by side at the urinals.
Oh, that's always dangerous.
And he says to me,
yeah?
You know that guy Chris Rock?
Yeah.
He said, you know who kicks his ass who's funnier than him?
Oh, come on, who?
I said, who, Buzz? And he said, Pauly Shore.
Pauly Shore?
He said it.
Pauly Shore better than me, Chris Rock?
All right.
How the hell can you say Pauly Shore?
You remember the Carrot Top thing?
Pauly Shore, who that made a movie that didn't suck.
Remember the Carrot Top thing?
Carrot Top, I
said. This is that all over again.
You said he's lying. Yeah. I know you were standing next to Don in the urinal.
Chris Rock.
He said, I love Pauly Shore.
See, there aren't two urinals side by side, so the whole thing's a fabrication.
Hey, who's next, Richard Lewis? My God, I tell you, the parade continues.
He was four or five down on the list.
Richard Lewis, Pauly Shore, Karen Tom, Gallagher.
Chris Rock
is the top.
I
tell you right now, David Brenner's coming up a close second. Wait for him, all the suck-ass comedians coming up right now. I tell you, he's going to give Chris Rock a complex right now.
Don't worry about it, man.
I won't worry about it. I won't worry about it.
Hey, Chris, let's Jeff Hardy.
All right, this is Low Budget Jeff. Now it is the studio. Is the challenger. Oh, it's the challenger. Scary time. Scary time. This guy's a claims examiner. Oh, exciting. From Sacramento, California. Let's say, oh, it's not a guy, it's a girl. Bonnie Bridgewater.
Hi,
Bonnie.
Hi, Donna Mike. Hi, Chris Rock.
Hey, baby. How you doing?
I'm pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. I like the sound of your voice. Hope you win. Oh, I shouldn't say that. There's another guy coming in. Now it is in the studio is our champion.
Oh, we did have a champion.
That's right. One day winning total $52 from Baltimore. Let's say hi to Mike McCarthy.
Yeah. Hey, Donnie, Chris.
Hey, Mike, being our returning low-budget Jeff Hardy champion, can you tell us how it's changed your life?
In many ways, first off, I want to say happy birthday to you down there, Mr. Son of Beach.
Thank you.
I'm a student. I had a professor taking roll earlier this week and calling on my name. He said, you're the new champion, huh? I said, yeah, I didn't know. You got to listen to the show.
Okay, Mike, good luck.
Thank
you. Hope you do better in the game. And now we're in the studio, the host of a bunch of Jeopardy. Mike and Bonnie, don't chew it up. LQ and say hi to Alex Trebek, Geronimo.
Thank you, Chris.
All right, thank you.
And hello, Bonnie. Hello, Mike. Kids, don't forget, answer the form of a question. I live with my mom wearing clip-on ties. Who am I, Mr. Guy? Call me Alex, and let's play the game that is LQ or Quiz Master. And always call him
Chris Rock. Yes, sir. I like that clip-on tie part. That always makes me laugh.
Here are your categories, guys. And Chris, when you say your name, when you say Chris,
I say Chris Rock. Just why? So you make sure you know Rock.
Why does your head spin around like that?
That's the way I do it. I don't know if he does it. I do it that way. Chris Rock.
I think he does it that way.
You do it too. I'll tell you right now. Chris Rock. Better than Pauly Shore, Gallagher, David Brenner, Richard Lewis.
You know who's good? Is that Emo Phillips?
Oh, Emo Phillips. He's trying to play now. Is he alive? That's what I want to know. My God, I think he's probably floating in a pond somewhere.
Here are your categories, kids, and they are...
Category. Love the category. Name that Dennis. Dennis? Oh, I know where you're going with that one.
Initially speaking.
Initially speaking. Ooh, yes, sir. Dot the I's, cross the T's.
The Emmys.
The Emmys. Yeah, what a suck fest that was. Yes, David Brennan.
You on home video.
You on home video, yeah. Get a Chris Rock movie on home video. Watch Chris Rock.
States and capitals.
States and capitals. Way to educate the kiddies.
Okay, here we go. One more time. Name that Dennis.
Name that Dennis.
Initially speaking.
Initially speaking.
The Emmys.
Emmys.
You on home video.
You on home video.
States and capitals.
States and capitals.
Bonnie, you're a girl. We like girls better than boys. We'll start with you.
Good luck, Bonnie.
Thank you. I will take states and capitals for one.
Beautiful. It's the capital of the great state of Massachusetts.
Massachusetts, what is...
Sorry, Bonnie, you repeated that question. That's why you were slow. We got to go over to Mike McCarthy.
What is Boston?
Yeah, right.
Way to go, Mike. I'm giving you props on that one. You go again.
Oh, hey, Chris, you know what? I was just reminded one more great thing of yours that we say on the show all the time.
What's that?
I was going to say, the next time he says, we should take away... 50 cents. 50 cents. And that's...
How about a dime?
What is that movie?
I'm going to get you something.
That's the movie.
Yeah, the Wayans Brothers.
Yes, sir.
And hey, did they do a good job on the MTV Awards the other night?
They sucked ass.
Yeah, way to go. Speak my language.
They suck ass.
Who's better?
You are...
Chris Rock.
Chris Rock.
There you go.
Don't ask him, though.
No, I won't. He likes Carrot Top. Carrot Top. My God. All right, Mike McGarthy, pick another one.
Ethan Capture, too.
It is the capital of the great state of South Carolina.
What is Columbia?
Sorry, Mike. Bonnie, a chance to steal.
What is Pierre?
No, you know what?
That's right.
I have Charleston, but that may be incorrect.
I'm not sure either. We got to get out the big book.
Hey,
how about that big head guy?
Look at him. Yeah, I think I have the right answer.
Can
Charleston.
Can we tear you away from your dinner so you could give the correct answer? How you doing, Rob?
Charleston.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
All right, so did he have it right or wrong?
Yeah, I had it right, Charleston.
$2 for you, Mike. Select again.
No, it's Columbia. Oh, no, it's North Carolina. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Excuse me, Bonnie. Were we asking you?
Well, you know, if I'm wrong, I'm sure someone will call. Well,
now,
doesn't matter. They're
confused.
They both got it
We're
wrong.
We're trying to educate the kids. They both got it wrong or right?
They both got it wrong. But you got the computer there?
I'm checking now.
Look right now.
Can I change my answer to it?
No. You just got to keep a sock in it, Bonnie Bridgewater.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Buzz? And the answer is Columbia. In South Carolina.
Yeah, it's real.
It's not Charleston. It's Columbia.
It's Columbia.
I had it wrong. Did he have it right?
Did you have it right, Mike?
Yeah, it's like Columbia.
Yeah, he did. Give it to him.
$2 for you, Mike, and that means you're in control. Select again.
States and capital three.
Vermont.
Vermont, what is Montpelier?
That's also correct.
$3. Now you have to move on to another category. Oh, no.
How about home video for one?
Home video. I do on home video. Stars Al Pacino.
No idea.
Bonnie, it's your chance to steal.
What is flawless?
What is what?
Flawless.
Flawless? What the hell is
What's
flawless?
That, honey? No, on any given Sunday.
On any given... That's a football movie where he's the coach.
On any given Sunday.
Sunday. Yes, flawless. What's flawless, Bonnie?
That has Al Pacino where he kind of talks with his lips kind of closed and he's crippled. He walks with a cane and he's helping out this gay... drag queen.
That's De Niro.
What's that?
That was a De Niro movie.
Movie. Oh, man, I didn't know that. I guess we stand corrected. We're just over here watching all the movies that all the people see.
Yeah.
All right, Mike, you're in control.
How about home video for two?
Stars Tim Robbins and Gary Sinise.
Damn is not the answer. Bonnie, your chance to steal.
I don't know.
I don't know is not correct either.
Don't worry, honey. Not many people know. Mission to Mars.
Mission to Mars. Not a big box office bonanza.
But if you think that one's bad, wait till you hear the next one.
What's that?
Oh, I mean the next question.
Oh, you going to do it?
Yeah. Oh, no. I meant after you.
Oh, okay. All right. Because I was just going to say Mission to Mars would have been better with Chris. All right, Mike. You're in control.
Come video for three.
No, I just meant the next one's equally hard.
Okay.
Stars Kim Basinger.
No idea again.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Bonnie, your chance to steal.
Wow, I have no idea. I do not know.
I Dreamed of Africa.
I Dreamed of Africa. A critical acclaim, but a box office flop.
Right.
All right, Mike, you're in control.
How about Name That Dennis for one?
Here we go.
Monday Night Football funnyman.
It was Dennis Miller.
He almost, I give it to him, but he almost said the other Dennis.
$1 for you, Mike. Way to go.
Name that Dennis for two.
Pinch a loaf with this NYPD Blue Star.
It was Dennis Franz.
$2 for you, Dennis Franz. Yes, sir. Sipowitz. All right. Look again, Mike.
Name that Dennis for three.
Former star of TV's McLeod.
Hey, Bonnie, it's Hans DeSteel.
Is it Dennis Miller again?
Different
Dennis Miller.
Dennis Miller was not in McLeod.
No, he was Dennis Weaver.
Dennis Weaver?
McLeod?
Yes, three. Hey, here comes McLeod playing with his hair.
All right. Hey, Mike, you're in control.
Initially speaking for one.
Okay, I'll give you some initials, and please tell me what they mean, okay?
Sure.
MLB.
What is Major League Baseball?
$1 for you, Mike. You got a commanding lead. I sure hope Bonnie, who I like a lot, gets some points.
Initially speaking for two.
BFD.
What is Big Effing Deal?
Also correct.
BFD. BFD. All right, $2 for you, BFD.
Initially speaking for three.
AFTRA.
What?
AFTRA.
No idea.
AFTRA. Come on. All right.
The news, buddy. It's in the news.
Okay, Bonnie, here's an opportunity. The door is open. I sure hope that you can go through it.
What is American Federation Trade Resource Association?
Started out strong, but you were treading water at the end.
So close. American Federation of Television and Radio Artists.
AFTRA.
There's a big AFTRA SAG strike going on right now.
I love those names. AFTRA SAG.
AFTRA SAG.
Who's AFTRA? Who's going to SAG?
All right. Hey, Mike, you're in control.
The Emmys for one.
The Emmys. He won Best Lead Actor in a Sitcom.
It was...
Sorry, not enough. All right, Marty, it's Hans DeSteel.
Who is the guy in Will and Grace, Will?
No.
Nope. Michael J. Fox.
Michael J. Fox. Come on now, don't you remember? All right, Mike, you're in control.
Emmys for two.
He was Best Lead in a Drama.
It was Dennis Franz.
No, Marty, it's Hans DeSteel.
Who is... No, I don't know that one.
James Gandolfini, Tony Soprano.
They came to play today, didn't they?
These are softballs here. Michael J. Fox, the sick guy, James Gandolfini, Tony Soprano.
All right, Mike, you're in control. Let's see if we get another softball.
Finish up Emmys for three.
The show and Best Late Night Honors.
What is Chris Rock show?
No, Bonnie, a chance to steal. This is a chance for you to go to the final round.
Who is Westwood One? West Wing One. West Wing, sorry.
You know, you...
Yeah, because I sure like turning on the TV set at 11:30 to tune in the West Wing.
I just want to say that she's a cum-dunt. But...
Oh, dear.
But the question was, this show won Best Late Night Honors. Okay? So he guesses Chris Rock.
Uh-huh.
I mean, what's left, honey? What are the big shows that are on late night?
I don't watch a lot of TV.
Come on. You don't know the two guys? Who are the two guys who have...
Jay Leno and David Letterman.
There you go. We finally got it out of your body. A round of applause.
Very good.
But unfortunately, you don't have any money. Is that the end of the first round?
Yes, thank God it is.
That means it's time to go to final low-budget Jeopardy, but unfortunately, Bonnie's not going to advance to the second round.
All right, now, Mike, you're going to be playing with yourself again. Bonnie, we will have some wonderful party gifts for you, so please hold on.
Thanks, Don, Mike.
Just a moment. And, Mike?
Yes?
Stand by. We will play Final Low Budget Jeopardy in just a moment.
All right, I got to get up. Stay up real late so I can watch Friends.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is Sports 11.
I miss you.
Yeah, you should. You never come see me.
I've been busy.
Everybody's busy. And don't lie to me. I know your father forbids your coming down here.
He doesn't, honest. He just doesn't want us to talk about you in the house.
Well, you can go shit in his hat. Oh, I shouldn't use that kind of talk. Don't let me ever catch you talking that way.
The patron saints of jizz, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Why? Patron saints of jizz? Wow!
All right, now, Chris, you're not going to believe the problems we had with this Bonnie girl who just lost the contest.
What the heck's going on with Bonnie?
Well, Lisa came in and said she hung up. Let me see why she hung up, because, you know, we do have a parting gift for her.
Yeah, we always like to have our contestants stay right to the end.
Hey, Bonnie, why'd you hang up, honey?
Hi, Donna Mike. I just wanted to play for fun. I wasn't playing to win anything.
Well, even if you don't want the prizes, you just stick around, because we like to hang on to you right to the end, okay?
Alrighty.
Is it true you told Lisa that you wanted to hang up to call somebody to apologize for your poor performance?
Yes, I did. I know he was listening, and I let him down. It was very disappointing to him.
You just tell him to get a life. Just tell him to get a life in your body, and you're going to be back.
All right. Yeah, Sean, get a life. At least I had the balls
hey,
to call and
Sean,
play.
Hey, yeah. Sean, Bonnie Bridgewater's going to be back.
Hold on there. We'll come back to you with some fabulous parting gifts. Now, let me see. Mike on line five. Hey, Mike.
Yes.
All right, buddy. You're playing Final Low-Budget Jeopardy.
All right.
And here we go, playing with yourself. Final Low-Budget Jeopardy. Today, it's the world-famous Spelling Bee.
Ooh, Spelling Bee. Get your thinking cap on.
And here is your answer. It is the correct spelling of the word...
Extravaganza.
Oh, extravaganza.
Direct spelling of the word extravaganza. Don't forget, answer in the form of a question and good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive Chris Rock's candy. Do you like candy?
Yes.
Do you like Chris Rock?
Yes.
And I guarantee you're going to love Chris Rock candy. Chris Rock. Chris Rock candy comes in great flavors. And best of all, each Chris Rock candy is shaped just like me and sits on a stick. So you can lick me all day. Remember, like I always say, if it's fine and dandy, it's Chris Rock candy. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy with Alex McGeronimo. Chris Rock candy.
You like candy?
You like Chris Rock candy.
Hey, Mike.
All right.
Mike?
Hey, Mike, you a little nervous?
No.
Now go slow here.
Okay.
It's the correct spelling of the word extravaganza. I say that every time, not world word. Go.
What is extravaganza?
He has done it again.
And that means Mike T. McCarthy, you're the Low Budget Deputy Champion for the second time. Way to go.
Yeah.
There you go. I like that enthusiasm.
He has done it again. Chris Rock, please tell him about the cash he's won. A wad big enough to choke a horse. And Bonnie,
yes.
Who didn't want to come back. Bonnie, we have some wonderful parting gifts for you also. Please don't go away, man. Just go away. Here is Chris Rock.
First of all, Mike McCarthy, you double your score to $24. We throw in a bonus, a total of $49 added to your previous day's total. Your total is $101. Way to go, Mike McCarthy.
Thanks, Mr. Rock.
And now listen to your parting gift, Bonnie Bridgewater. Are you ready?
Yes.
First of all, you bought a Verizon T-shirt. Even though Bell Atlantic has changed its name to Verizon, all your services will continue as though nothing's changed. The only difference is the name. Congratulations, but wait.
There's more.
You have won a Headhunter.net prize pack. Headhunter.net.
I know it's a lot of verbiage.
Confidential, convenient, and over 25 million 2,000 jobs. But wait, still more. You want a $10 power card from Dave and Buster's? Dave and Buster's has everything an adult could ever want. I bet they don't have everything an adult could ever want.
You're right about that.
All in one really big, amazing place. Congratulations, Bonnie. Thanks for playing the game with Chris Rock.
Thanks for the opportunity, Don Mike.
Thank you, kids. Thank you, Mike. We will talk to you next week.
All right, thanks.
Now, Chris, listen, before you go, I did want to give everybody the opportunity.
Alfred Lenny gets an opportunity for what?
To win a trip to Iceland.
Oh, I thought you were going to say to win a bag of Chris Rock candy.
Now, here's the deal. We have a trip to Iceland to give away.
Oh, Iceland. Ooh, Iceland.
And I'm going to go to the phones right now.
Right now.
As soon as we shut the door.
As soon as
Chris is done. Are you trying to say?
Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Here's the question.
877-365-3636. All right.
Very early in the show, we were celebrating my birthday, which is going to be on Monday. We celebrate it today because we won't be here Monday.
And on behalf
Mama Chris Rock. Happy birthday. What did Mike get me for my birthday?
That's the question.
And you gotta be specific.
Come on now, use your thinking caps, all us little pay attentioners out there.
And we'll take the first call. No going through 100 calls. Take the first call right now. So, Chris, listen, always remember, never forget.
So much Japanese protected, the Koran Incorporated, and is distributed by King World. Check out my big Chris Rock ass.
Chris Rock Candy.
There he goes.
Rock Candy.
Rock Candy.
Chris Rock Candy.
Yummy.
All right. I got some great gifts today from the guys.
Yeah. You did indeed.
Nobody disappointed.
You got, I think, what you wanted.
Yep. You know me after all this time.
Yeah.
Why go out and use your brain cells trying to buy me something unique when you know I'm happy with the stuff that I like?
Probably the happiest I've seen you with a gift in a long time, and probably the easiest gift to get.
Everybody hit a home run today, but no offense to Buzz, no offense to Rob. Mike hit the biggest home run.
Yeah, it's true. Okay, that's it. And that's kind of a hint.
Knocked it out of the park. The question is, what did Mike get me for my birthday? Okay, I'm waiting for the phones to light up. There they go. I think Lisa's been answered. Lisa, don't answer. I'm not taking call 100. I'm just taking the first call. Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this?
Hey, this is Doug.
Doug, where are you from?
Oxon Hill.
Doug, specifically,
yes?
What did Mike get me for my birthday?
A case of Grey Goose vodka.
Bingo! That's right. See, you would only have known that if you were listening to the whole show, because we only mentioned that.
That's a good job.
Very beginning.
In the first break of the show.
Excellent job.
Beautiful. Appreciate that.
And happy birthday to you, Don.
Thank you. Now, Doug.
Yes?
Are you ready for this?
Sure.
You've won a 3-night, 4-day trip for two to Iceland.
Oh, my God.
Your trip includes airfare from BWI Airport, hotel accommodations and ground transfers, Iceland Air, the coolest airline crossing the Atlantic. Everybody visit www.icelandair.com to discover their world.
You're the man, Don.
Thank you. No, you're the man. Thank you for listening to the whole show, because we didn't announce today.
Yeah, and really listening, paying attention to what's going on, because that's kind of a little detail.
We didn't announce today that the contest would be you have to listen
right
to the whole show, which is why I just picked that one small, because I thought maybe people would even know that you gave me a case of vodka, which is still not only a great gift, but, Jesus, a funny gift.
I know.
A case of vodka.
A case of vodka.
Grey Goose.
You know you're enjoying hard liquor when you buy it by the case.
And a case of Grey Goose.
There you go.
Jesus.
That's what made me remember it. When you said Grey Goose, it made me remember.
But you're a good, loyal listener. Thank you, my friend. Have a great time in Iceland.
Thank you.
Hold the line, please. And we want to thank the good people at Iceland Air. Incidentally, they're happy with the response.
Good.
We're going to be giving away more trips to Iceland.
Fantastic.
And we got something very special coming up next week on the show promotionally. We'll wait till Tuesday to tell you about that. Now it's time to go over to the world of Guy J. Burdon.
That's correct.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
And Buzz is the lead story tonight that we're actually getting to news on time?
You know, I'm sorry. I'm going to have to cut the news short tonight. I have tickets to Rita Rudner.
So. All right. What's the lead story
tonight's headline, some of those bad Firestones are back on the road.
Yeah. Oh, hey, it's a great chance for us to do our Firestone bit again.
Amen.
Okay, stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and
coming
comments.
Coming up. Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crespa?
Broadcasting with an extra stitch for your pleasure. The Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, but we had to do that to get back on the network.
I can't count.
Nobody knows what we're talking about.
That's right.
It's time for News and Buzz. Buzz's News and Comment tonight is brought to you by Shannon Limousine and Sedan Service. Call Shannon Limousine.
Shannon for those who serve.
At 703-830-LIMO for your wedding, dinner engagements, party, prom, funerals, trips to Atlantic City
or New York City. Ask about their Flush the Format special.
You know, the funny thing about this comment, about this whole content on the
right
spot is that it's so upbeat, except for call Shannon Limousine for your wedding, dinner engagements, party, proms, funerals, trips to Atlantic City or New York City.
Notice the way they put trips to Atlantic City right after funerals, which is not a bad suggestion for people that are going through a rough time in their life.
Correct. So Buzz is sponsored tonight, and what you got, Buzz?
Well, I've got tires. Some people, you know, buy used tires because that's all they can afford. In at least two states today, Washington and Tennessee, there are reports that used tire dealers have been selling the same tires that have been recalled by Firestone.
Oh, take a memo, please. This is Masatoshi Ono.
Masatoshi Ono.
Masatoshi Ono.
Masatoshi Ono.
Masatoshi Ono.
Masatoshi Ono.
I would like to apologize to all of the used car dealers who are selling our tires.
We are so sorry that you have been using the American used tires. We are airlifting more used Japanese tires from Japan.
Also, I would like to say officially that the guy from Ford is a big-time homo.
That is Jack Nasser. Jack Nasser. I am Masatoshi Ono, chairman, Bridgestone Firestone. We are importing more used tires from Japan. And happy birthday, Todd.
One dealer in Seattle was reportedly telling customers they could buy the tires cheaply from him and then trade them in for free replacements. State officials say they're asking Firestone what it's doing to make sure the recalled tires don't end up back on the road. A company spokesman for Firestone today called the reselling of those tires outrageous.
Outrageous? Was it Rick Dees?
Yeah, I think so.
Ellen Kay, if you please. The selling of the Firestone tires, it's outrageous.
Outrageous. Buying used tires, getting more.
Outrageous. We'll be talking about the Firestone recall. We'll also have Joey on from NSYNC. But first, Ellen Kay, if you please.
This portion of D's in the Morning brought to you by Carefree Sugarless Gum.
You know, I don't understand the whole thing with tires. We're going to have Mr. Roy Firestone on. Well, I understand there's something to do with the Firestone tires. So describe it to us, Ellen Kay, if you please.
Should be interesting.
And don't forget, just 22 minutes away from your chance to win
$1 million,
on D's in the Morning.
D's in the Morning.
There is now a fourth victim of the poisoned bottled water in New York. He's a policeman who drank some Poland spring water that was tainted with ammonia. He says he's on four medications now for headaches, heart palpitations, and wild changes in his blood pressure. And while most of the victims are very real, some may not be. Police doubt the story of a Bronx gas station worker who says his mouth was burned by some Aquafina bottled water. The man did throw up several times at the hospital, but police found a bottle of ammonia-based cleaner at the florist shop where he called 911. Police wonder why he used the florist's phone instead of the gas station's, and they say he did his purchasing and drinking out of range of the gas station security cameras.
Hmm.
When animals attack.
Okay.
Part one of four. Story in four parts. Part one, pit bulls are no longer the deadliest dogs in America. A new federal study says Rottweilers are now the deadliest. Between 1991 and 1998, Rottweilers killed 33 people, pit bulls 21. And the government says the number of attacks is growing. But the report says don't blame the dogs. It essentially says people are stupid and cruel. Stupid for not knowing how to handle the dogs and for not monitoring them. And cruel for mistreating them.
Oh.
And that includes leaving them home alone all day.
Ow, 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 ow. Buzz, here's all I have to say on this topic.
Yes?
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Yeah. Who let the dogs out? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I turned it off at the right point. That. Thank you for playing it that long.
I turned it off at the right point.
There you go.
When Animals Attack, Part 2. In Mapleton, Kansas, a 75-year-old woman was mauled to death by a deer. The deer was a 200-pound buck that she and her husband raised from infancy. The six-point whitetail was about 8 years old. He was killed by wildlife officials this week. The sheriff calls it an example of what can happen when you try to tame wild animals.
Poor Uncle Buck.
Animals Part 3 in Glenwood Springs, Colorado. Wildlife officials are looking for the black bear that bit two men this week. Dad got bitten on the thigh. His son got bitten in the butt.
Ow!
They're fine. Both out of the hospital now. In Riverton, Wyoming, a drought has driven the grizzly bears down from the mountain and into the town. The bears have even broken windows to reach in for food. Wildlife officials are warning hunters to travel in pairs and to carry pepper spray with them.
Ah, peppered vodka.
Hey, give the bear peppered vodka.
That's what Smokey Rivers says.
Hey, man, if you're having trouble receiving your bear. And we conclude our animals attack report with this story from the bayous of central Louisiana. Lumberjack Earl Whitstein and another logger say that on August 25th, they spotted Bigfoot.
Again. Bigfoot was spotted in...
I am going to get you. I'm going to get you, sucker. Beware, it's me, Bigfoot.
Both men are sticking to their story about the big, smelly, hairy beast.
Right. Rob.
It's Rob's Beware.
Rob.
Should be Big Head. Big Head Rob.
Rob.
Hey, what's that over in the woods?
What the hell is that? It's May. Beware of May. I'm going to eat you up. May.
There have been 4 Bigfoot sightings reported this summer. Some parents are keeping their kids indoors, and some older farmers are skipping the evening feeding of their animals.
Carrie, help me out of this first suit.
Wildlife officials say it is all a hoax. New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani had his prostate cancer operation today. Instead of removing the prostate, he chose to have the doctors implant radioactive seeds that will probably destroy the cancer.
Oh, demon seeds. Seeds.
He listened to opera music while the surgery was underway. He said it was a lot less painful than his mayoral meetings.
Rudy Giuliani, planting the seeds in your bunk.
Now, Mr. Mayor, don't worry. You shouldn't feel a thing. This is not the most comfortable surgery I've ever had.
Okay, I'm gonna...
What's that?
I'm stuck.
Why?
You know, let me put some opera on. Let me see if some opera helps you.
All right. Einen Weizen.
Now tell me when you're relaxed, Mr. Giuliani.
Hard to relax with your surgical instruments there. And what is that big silver one that you're putting down there? That is very painful.
That is a saw.
Oh.
A saber-toothed saw.
Oh, no.
And I've come to... You know when you're eating a steak? When you get gristle on that last part, it won't come off?
I know. You're struggling with it, and you're hurting me.
All right, now, Mayor Giuliani, listen to this relaxing opera music.
Okay. Okay, I'm relaxed now.
Oh, for God's sake. Ow! That Mr. Giuliani.
Ow, God, that hurts.
I'm almost there.
Oh,
I'm almost there. Damn, this prostate is tough. Damn. Hold on, Mr. Giuliani. And I got it.
Oh.
Got it. That'll be great in the prostate cookbook.
Oh, man. Did you put the seeds in?
You can listen to the 3 tenors during the operation. Doctors say the prognosis is excellent. An aide to the mayor says Giuliani asked him to pass along this message to reporters.
Please, pass along this message.
That the next time they see him, he'll be radioactive and able to interfere with their radio transmissions. And see them away. He will in a day or two.
Yeah, he's a funny man.
Very funny. He's like funny like that mayor on Spin City.
They were cutting on his prostate, you know, right?
Sure.
Buzz time out. Gotta do this. Be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show. They're rich, they're beautiful, and now they're looking for some new kicks. 3 gorgeous sisters and their governess, who are ready and willing to try it all in a new motion picture with a different twist.
A family that plays together is a very groovy family.
Don't miss The Swingin' Pussycats, the amorous adventures of 4 sex kittens who decide to stray from pad to pad to pad to make life more terrific.
Mama told us a man should get all he wants.
The Swingin' Pussycats are the perfect household pets, trained to purr and please. Just ask the man who's had one.
I can't believe that's the whole thing.
The movie with a whole lot of everything. The Swingin' Pussycats, in color from Hemisphere Pictures. Enjoy their show. Meet their Donna Beach. It's Don and Mike.
Listen, Buzz.
Yes.
I got somebody on the phone with a Colleen from Survivor Update.
Excellent.
Colleen knew us.
rapidly becoming dead to us.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, are you entering that who cares range with her now?
I mean, it was nice when she called and said, hey, I listen to the show since I grew up.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan. I'd love to come by as soon as the hoopla dies down.
Mm-hmm.
Then she called and said, I'm going on Regis next week, so I can't stop by your show. So, and we said, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next thing you know, I got somebody calling me up saying, hey, guess what?
Yeah, she's all over the place.
She's in town. I mean, mm-hmm. She got her picture in the newspaper today. She's everywhere in D.C.
Right.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy.
All right, you want to know where she's at?
Yeah.
All right. Now, I'll be honest, I didn't see her. But my friend went to Bethesda, Maryland for a convention that's going on and took a break from it in a sandwich shop and ran into Greg. Greg, he sits down and says, you Greg? Yeah, yeah. They sit down. Greg says, I'm here to meet Colleen. Me and Colleen are going to drive.
So full of it, it's coming out both of his ears.
I'll tell you what. I know you're going to say this, so here's what I'm going to tell you. I don't care on or off the air, but he got his picture taken with Greg with a digital camera, and I could have it on the web tonight by 10 o'clock.
Okay, listen, this is not the best Colleen spotting story I've ever heard.
Hey.
And I think, hold on, Mike has a message for you, please.
I didn't
please.
Say I was gold.
Please,
you know what I'm saying?
please, quiet.
Quiet.
That is specially for you, sir.
Thank you very much.
That live on air fart, sponsored by the best cigar site on the planet, Egars.
Egars.com.
All right, sorry, we don't find your information credible, but thank you for the call.
Whatever.
And generally, guys who are BSing us
say whatever.
That's how they end the call.
Right.
Whatever. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Colleen was on the Howard.
I'm going to have to dump that out.
We'll find out if that's true.
Thank you, though.
We'll find out if that. We can't really talk about it.
We'll find out. But we'll find out.
Yeah.
And we'll find out.
And once again, the more information we get about her,
yeah,
the more it just, who cares?
Right.
Really, who cares?
Right. I'm one step away from calling her a cunny.
Mm-hmm.
But I won't.
Right.
We'll wait. Wait until the end of the news to call her a cunt.
Very good.
Now again, here is Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. Al Gore had a big successful fundraiser last night with some of the same showbiz people his ticket has criticized. But George W. Bush, who's criticized the amount of violence in movies, has made big money from R-rated movies, including a bloody slasher film.
Bloody good. Look at the slasher.
Bush served on the board of a company called Silver Screen Management, and on his watch, the company made over 24 R-rated movies, including The Hitcher, which features a woman being torn in half.
Oh, The Hitcher?
Yes.
Bloody good.
What was the question?
Is that the one with Rutger Hauer?
I think so, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure of the cast.
Might be C. Thomas Howell and Rutger Hauer.
Bloody good.
I can't hear you.
The Hitcher.
A nun.
He's eating French fries and he gets a finger in his French fries.
The best Rutger Hauer movie was that HBO TV movie about the guy in prison where they put those collars on him.
Oh, yes.
And if they walked outside the perimeter of the prison, that their heads would be blown off.
Be fleeing off.
And some guy didn't believe it right in the very beginning of the
movie.
Ran
outside the perimeter.
Head got blown clean off. Great Rutgers Hauer. Rutger, is it Rutger or Rutgers?
Rutger Hauer.
Okay.
And did you ever see The Hitcher? It's where he's being followed by this guy in a big black pickup truck, and he stops. I think this is the same movie.
There can only be one, I would
and
think.
And he's eating French fries in a roadside stop, and he thinks he's killed the guy, right? And he's eating French fries, and all of a sudden he realizes there's a human finger in the French fries. Oh!
It is finger food.
And it's a phenomenal Rutger Hauer movie.
Don't you remember the slogan for that movie?
What's that?
We want a hitcher, not a belly hitcher.
They took it and they ran with it.
A nun who teaches at a Catholic school in New York has set off kind of a controversy. She wrote the words...
Controversy.
She wrote the words, like a monkey, on the paper of a 7-year-old African-American student. The assignment was for each student to list his or her best features in a bit of artwork. Kingsley Braggs wrote, among other things, handsome. Beneath that, the nun wrote, like a monkey. The boy's mother says
he
came home that day asking her to cut his curly hair and shave his arms. Kingsley is one of only 2 African-American kids in his classroom.
Kingsley!
Kingsley!
The boy also wrote that he's good at reading, beneath which the nun wrote, I'm glad you like to read. The nun has apologized, saying that what she meant what she wrote as a term of endearment.
Do you think he is the African-American son of Hank Kingsley?
Kingsley!
Kingsley!
Well, I understand that before every show, he has a little sexual activity because
it relaxes
and it centers
him. And centers it. Remember, we never censor Hank's thoughts.
They're pleating your cape.
Get those right out to the fans.
A high school in Wisconsin wants students to feel the music and not each other. Officials at Brown Deer High School say that starting tonight...
Brown Deer.
Yeah. All students caught grinding or dirty dancing will be suspended from all school dances.
Go, Pack, go!
And they'll tell their parents, they say. Students who see plenty of suggestive dances on MTV don't see any problem with this.
Yeah, welcome to Brown Deer.
Yeah, we like to, you know, dance to the music and kind of grind our crotches up against one another.
Yeah, but it could be worse, like, we could be going, like, you know, to Brownstein.
Yeah,
that's a real loser school, man.
Yeah, that's true. And, of course, if you go to Brown High and you say it real fast, it becomes Brown Eye. Where are you going, Brown Eye?
Quoting one 17-year-old daughter, dancing is dancing. It doesn't mean we're simulating sexual intercourse.
Oh, sure it does.
Last fall, a dance was stopped early because the students refused to stop their, and I quote, inappropriate dancing.
Buzz, this is where I would normally say to you one more story.
Mm-hmm.
But first, let me say, Newsmaker Hotline.
All right.
Oh, very good.
And I'll tell you right now, it's not Colleen from Survivor. Shocker. Not Colleen Cunny from Survivor.
Oh, there, it's official.
And besides, I've already gotten the news that next week we're going to have Rudy and Susan on the show.
There you go.
You know.
Rudy and Susan.
You know, they've never professed to be our fans. They've never professed to listen to the show from the time they were 6 years old. But
and then abandoned us.
But they've confirmed the fact that they're both going to come on the show next week.
Very good.
So you'll get your stupid Survivor fix next week.
Excellent.
Now on the Newsmaker Hotline from York. York, Pennsylvania, where he's engaging in many personal appearances this weekend. Here is Dennis Murphy.
Hey, sorry for the interruption, Buzz.
That's all right, Dennis.
Hey, Don, Mike, I received 11 calls from people across the country.
Yes. Dennis, we urge you to change rooms and, if you can, to change hotels.
Well, actually, Don, I'm doing great because two people have stopped by and bought shirts.
He wouldn't leave that hotel room for all the money in the world.
But Dennis, what about the guy who comes by with a real sharp axe?
Hey, I've got a little pee hole, so I look before I open.
There, so he checks out to see if the, but you know, might be a nice looking guy with an axe.
Well, hopefully, I don't know, Mike.
Hey, have you begun your whirlwind tour yet?
Huh?
Have you begun your whirlwind tour yet?
At 7 o'clock, the memo's going to pick me up. I'm here with the program director from OYK right now in my hotel room.
Is Pat O'Brien there?
Huh?
Never mind.
Don O'Brien, do you have him?
No.
That's not
what Buzz asked.
Don't worry.
Never mind.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, but, hey, thank you, Don. Thank you, Mike. Buzz?
Yes.
Can you please continue?
Why, thank you, Dennis.
Okay, see y'all later.
And again, anybody who would like to meet Dennis in York, Pennsylvania.
Dennis is going to be at the Laugh Factory tonight.
I'm going to be at the Murph Scully Hall.
Murph Scully Hall. What is that, a bar, Dennis?
It's a bar pub, and it's right next to York College.
All right, go see Dennis tonight, and if you can't see him there, just go to his hotel. He's already given out the room number on the air.
Oh, I got the Comfort Inn.
Yeah, Dennis is staying at the Comfort Inn. And where will you be tomorrow night, Dennis?
Oh, I'm going to be at J.D.'s Grill.
J.D.'s Grill.
J.D.'s Grill.
From 6 to 8 p.m. in Gettysburg.
So go ahead and visit Dennis tonight, either at his appearance or at his hotel.
Hey, you know, I'm a very trusting person. Yeah. Nothing will bother me. I know that.
Dennis, if I was you, and I swear to God I'm serious now.
Uh-huh.
Even if you're going to stay at the Comfort Inn,
yeah.
I would change room, and I would have them sign me up under an assumed name.
Okay, I have a great assumed name.
Hey, Dennis, isn't Gettysburg far away from York?
Yeah, I know. I don't understand why. It's 30 miles away.
That's what I thought.
I think the company that we work for there in Pennsylvania, though, they have, we're on like five or six stations that they own that are peppered throughout this area of Virginia.
Oh, now I understand.
And Dennis, what is the fake name you've come up with?
Boko the Clown.
See, he really didn't.
No, he doesn't have a
name. He was lying to get more airtime.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Dennis, tell the truth, though. You really didn't have a name when you said you did.
No, I'm going to call you Dennis Murphy.
Dennis?
Yeah.
Elvis used to register under the name John Burroughs.
John Burroughs?
Yeah, that's a good one to use.
Okay, well, good on. John Burroughs.
And when I saw that awful movie with Richard Gere and Julia Roberts, the one where she was the movie star, she used to always use, like, a cartoon character's name.
That's right. Or maybe he could use his porno name, Dennis, which would be the first name being the street that you, actually, the last name being the first street you lived on.
Alan.
And your first name being the first dog you ever owned.
Panna. Alan Panna.
Alan Panna. Well, we've given you a variety of names. We urge you, check into another room under another name.
I've got a perfect man. Are you Mike O'Meara? Okay, I'll hang up. Bye.
All right.
Bye. Serious newsmaker buzz.
Right. Dennis Murphy. Sharpening his broadcasting skills on our show.
Crazy, crazy people of Pennsylvania. One more story, please, Buzz.
I thought you'd like this. Kind of an old guy story. I thought you'd like. Former TV talk show host Jack Parr is practically deaf now, according to newspaper columnist Lou Smith.
Huh?
Smith says Parr is deadly afraid of snakes.
Yeah.
Confronted one in his garage recently.
Go away, I can't hear you.
Now, Smith says Parr keeps an old shotgun handy, which he often fires into the air outside to scare the deer away from his home in Connecticut.
Hold on, we have Jack Parr here. Jack? I beg your pardon?
He can't hear you. Now, Liz says that when Jack Parr met up with this snake in his garage, he fired the gun in his garage, and the noise...
You know, I've always had trouble hearing you.
The noise numbed his hearing, just like that.
Can't hear a word you say.
That's right. Smith says Parr's doctors are working to see if his hearing can be restored.
I'm not here.
That's the real actualities from Jack Parr.
Jack Parr. Next question.
Right, thank
more
you.
Questions.
Thank you, Ed Buzz. Thank you.
You bet.
Time now for a caller number 100 and a prize package we selected especially for you.
All right.
Be assertive right now. Call Lisa. She's standing by. Phone number 877-365-3636. Be the 100th caller.
He's the Don and Mike Show.
Look how loud I have to yell!
This all seems a little elaborate for Sloppy Joe's. I know what the other 11 forks are for, but what do you do with this one?
Why, Marge, I believe you're supposed to scratch your ass with it.
Oh, my watch, a lot. Oh, that's a lifesaver.
The authors of the prostate cookbook, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Howdy, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
In sports, Troy Aikman was back at practice this week, but he will not play Monday night against the Washington Redskins.
I didn't play. I'm really capable of getting in and doing my part for the Cowboys. America's team.
The Dallas quarterback still recovering from the concussion he got in the season opener, the ninth serious head injury of his career.
Concussion.
Another concussion.
I'm pretty fit. I'm fit as a fiddle and ready for those.
How's that concussion?
My concussion is doing great. I'm Troy Aikman. I don't have a concussion.
Indiana University is still a school divided after the firing of Bob Knight. The school president, Miles Brand, has been forced to leave his on-campus home because of the threats against him and his family. His wife, who teaches at the school, has a policeman in her classroom full-time to protect her. Another officer stays at their house, and the threats continue against the student whose greeting pushed Knight over the edge. His family's been forced to change its phone numbers and email addresses, all because the student uttered the words, "What's up, Knight?"
What's up, guys?
Finally, millions of Catholics around the world got a big surprise when they tuned in their televisions to a special event from the Vatican. It was a year 2000 celebration called the Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. It involved 20 cardinals and others marching from one holy site to another in Rome, singing and chanting prayers. And these Catholic TV viewers got the pictures just fine. But the "Oh Gods" they heard were not coming from Rome. They were coming from a porno network called the Fantasy Channel. People watching Fantasy were equally surprised.
They got the audio from the Vatican.
How you doing?
Burbank on the Don and Mike
just
show.
Just a man.
Legend ball.
Legend ball.
No!
Yeah, no!
That's it. We gotta go. Thanks for another great week. Now listen, Monday, we're off because of the Monday Night Football, so we'll see you Tuesday with the new episode.
Tuesday.
We do want to thank Jenna and Shiloh for coming by to celebrate my birthday today.
Oh, yes.
They are on the web. Look for pictures of today's party at this site, www.2expos.com. That's www.2xposed.com.
All right.
Also, thanks to Don Ohlmeyer from Monday Night Football for coming on the show today.
Yeah.
Rudy Martsky from USA Today and his lover, Pat O'Brien from CNBC.
Rudy, I'm done with my workout.
Join our own Rob Spiewak, Kamari, at Meyer Emco in Sterling, Virginia, Saturday, noon to 2. Stop by, shake a hand, meet a friend. He'll be there with Brad Johnson and Bruce Smith from the Washington Redskins.
Three great athletes that taste great together.
And next Friday, we'll be giving away a trip for two to Los Angeles, courtesy of the National Enquirer's Uncovered. They don't just cover Hollywood, they uncover it. Tune in weekdays at 12:30 on Fox. That's it. We got to go. Have a great weekend, everybody. Don't hurt yourselves. Love your freedom. Love your Bart. It's time now for call 100. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show.
I'm calling 100.
Yeah. Very low energy, though, man.
I'm sorry.
You pick it up a little bit?
I'm calling 100.
Yeah, you can do a little better than that.
One more.
I'm calling 100.
Oh, it's my birthday show, goddammit.
Well, happy birthday. I'm calling 100.
Okay. Yeah. There it is. Thank you. What's your name?
Mike.
Mike, where are you from?
Leesburg.
Mike, you have won $50 worth of power cards. Excuse me. $50 worth of power cards.
$50.
From Dave and Buster's. Dave and Buster's is the premier place in America for adults to have fun and joy, my friend.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Have a good weekend, everybody.
You too. Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. I will talk to you Monday night at 7 on the Redskins Radio Network, and we'll all be back on Tuesday with a new episode. Thank you. Good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, and happy birthday, Don.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Happy birthday, Don.
Thank you. Thank you, case of vodka, buddy.
Enjoy.
And Rob, trusted friend.
It's your birthday.
Throw your beret in the air. Just like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
You might make it
What are you trying to put on his tooth?
I was brushing him back.
I know you were.
I was brushing him back.
Watch it.
Enjoy the great
See you Tuesday.
So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.